watch this.
Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Lower him several. I'm lowering my level.
You guys just go ahead and talk about yourselves. I'm busy right here, so.
Oh, you're busy?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Touching you the wee wee.
All right, well.
I got some Twitter assholes to block.
What?
So I got some Twitter assholes to fucking block.
Okay.
They're saying really mean things.
He's got some assholes to plug,
like,
too.
You're not funny.
Oh.
Bling.
That's not true.
Anyway.
You're blocked. Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I was about to say that.
I have to do everything.
I was just about to say that. I was actually opening my mouth to say it right when you fucking did that.
And I'm Eric.
Yeah, this is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network, and I'm Steve.
I'm Eric.
I already said it. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said it twice because I'm dedicated.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to.
I would repetition.
You know, I would say I'm happy to be back, but I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
A whole week has gone by. We haven't heard. Yeah. we missed you that week.
It's been a while.
We did. We missed him.
Been a rough week.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What'd you do?
What'd I do? For a week?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really going to pull it for a week or what?
Well, let's see. We have to talk about Vegas. And then you went to a wedding.
I went to a wedding this weekend. Yes, I did. Yeah. Dad, I'm still...
He's still recovering.
For the most part.
Yeah, usually all talkative.
Yeah.
Even your shit talking is pretty slow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wore it out, you know, this weekend. It was funny because... my sister-in-law, nieces and nephews there, and that was the first time I met them. And so we're at the party, man. We're just pounding beers. These guys are drinking. All of a sudden, they fucking got on the dance floor because finally they got fucking alcohol in them. They were fucked up before we even fucking halfway through the wedding.
Nice.
And then my new nephew Nick.
He's brand new.
Yeah,
just came in a package.
my nephew married into the family. I was talking to him. I was like, man, those guys can't really drink, can they? They're like, no. And I was like, all right, let me show you how Uncle Eric does it. Man, I got those kids so shit-faced, they didn't know what the fuck to do with themselves, man.
How old were they?
They were trying to keep... They were
12.
They were probably about 2 years younger than me.
Come on, Uncle. So, they're 19?
Yeah. they're like 20 and 21, maybe.
They were underage drinking at this wedding, you're saying?
Man, they were like... They were trying so hard to keep up with my family because my family's over here fucking just drinking a beer. Like, hey, we're going to back.
Being Mexican.
Hey, let's go shotgun. Fucking go shotgun and beers. They're like.
Being Mexican.
They're like practically just standing there staring at their beers like, oh, man, these fucking slushes, man, are fucking assholes. So we're playing beer pongs. I know, I messed that up.
Yeah.
Lush on your face. No one cares. And then, but the only ones that kept up were fucking sisters, man. Those bitches can drink.
Yeah.
Dude, they had me over there taking shots of fucking vodka and tequila and shit, and that she poured me a glass. And I took the shot. She's like, "Oh, that was only halfway full. You gotta take another one."
Wait, this is your sister-in-law's sisters?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They were fucking my sister-in-law was there fucking pounding beers. The rest of us playing beer pong and all that. I'm fucking alcoholics, married in my family.
So what day was the wedding?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday
of last week.
Yeah, July 8th.
Yes.
And then tomorrow they're...
2012.
And tomorrow they're jetting off to...
2012.
Yes, and then tomorrow they're heading off to Hawaii.
Glorious Hawaii.
To hula dance and breathe fire or the fuck you do there.
That's mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Breathe fire, you know.
Yeah, they go for the view, but they stay for the spam.
I thought that was like in a bunker.
In Hawaii, hey, their national food item is spam.
They have that shit saved up for ration just in case something happens over there.
Yeah, they have like restaurants dedicated to spam there. It's like everything they serve has spam in it.
Spam.
They have a spam like fucking county fair, kind of, like back east.
Do they?
Yeah, I'd rather eat pie,
like
meat
spam
than
pie
spam.
And shit like that. It's disgusting. Spam cake.
I made spam cubes.
This morning when you woke up?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't throw up. I was surprised. Well, I just stay up late and then I'm fine.
Yeah, just go sleep. Yeah, sleep it off. Just sleep it off.
It was funny because after the after party, we had another after party at our cabin. So, after party. Yeah,
and then I know this cool lounge.
So we had the wedding.
You go in the back.
We had the wedding, and the people dropped out from the wedding, went to my sister-in-law's sister's cabin, and everyone I couldn't hang over there, and just knocked out. They wanted to sleep, so we came back to my cabin, and it was basically it was me, my nephew Nick, and then my cousin Thomas. And we're downstairs, put the beer pong table, drinking, and then all of a sudden, my cousin Tom was like, "I'm fucking hungry. What do you have?" And I was pretty aggressive to say it that way. And all he had was hot dogs. Let's make them. So I boiled the water and fucking put the hot dogs in. And then we don't have any ketchup or anything. So I guess my sister went to McDonald's earlier. He's like, "Sweet and sour sauce." He fucking dumps the whole thing of sweet and sour sauce all over his hot dog and his fucking scarf that got him down.
Ew.
Drunk eating right there.
And I did too. It was actually really good, but I don't know if I actually tasted it or I was just really hungry.
Just shoving food.
The only reason why I tasted it.
You make another one, you'll take one look at it and throw up.
I was thinking about trying it again. I wasn't really too sure.
So, this is a midnight snack.
Who won your Smash Brothers tournament?
You know what happened? I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a connection or what. I was in there. I brought my 64 because we're a huge 64 fucking
Friday.
Old school fan.
Friday, I'm laying down trying to get Alistair down for a nap. He calls me up. "Hey, you still have my games, right? I need to come get them."
Now,
all right. So he shows up. He's like, "Yeah, we're going to do a Smash Brothers tournament, this and that."
That's how he sounds, dude.
Hey, Steve. Guys. I'm not sad. I'm just wondering what's up. No, but
that's usually his impression. But your impression of him, though.
But what's going on?
Kind of is, huh?
Every time Steve hears me talk, he thinks of Eeyore. that's who you are. You're Eeyore.
It ain't much of a game, but it's a game.
But anyways, we were waiting for the wedding. It was like about an hour before the wedding. So I go in there, I hook it up, I turn it on. I was playing Star Fox.
And how was the wedding? It wasn't much of a wedding. It was a wedding.
And then I was saying, "Hey, little pilgrim." No, but so I was playing Star Fox, getting into it, and everyone's bitching, "Oh, play multiplayer." Like, all right, fuck you then. So I turn it on, and I turn it off, and I put Smash Bros. In there and turn it on. No connection, nothing. It turns on. I gotta test the wire. Mm-hmm. If it's not the wire, then it's fucked. So
you're 64.
Yeah, it was working perfectly, and then. That's pretty old. I've had that since the first day it came out.
My 64 got stolen.
Yeah, my car
got broken into.
I had a 64.
I had one where that happened.
64 when it first came out. Still,
dang.
I would have my original Nintendo from when we first got it.
I can't find my original
Nintendo. But you know, my house burned down. So,
a likely excuse.
Stupid flammable house.
I know.
I didn't want those curtains. Look what happened.
That's what happens when I have stuff in the house, huh?
Yeah, who keeps it at home? Just get a storage like a normal person.
Anyways,
own things.
So how was your guys' weekend?
This is day 2 of my weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how was your guys'? I don't know.
Our day? How was yesterday?
Just answer your fucking question.
My question.
What did you do yesterday?
Let's see.
Around 9 o'clock.
Around 9 o'clock?
Around 9:30.
I had breakfast.
No, at night.
Oh, 9:30 at night? Yeah.
What did you do?
9:30 at night. I think I was here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was here doing last week's show.
Really? That's interesting.
I just face it. You want to hang out with me. Love you.
Yeah. Now we're here because we have a magical phone booth. They go around everywhere.
That's a Bill and Ted reference or a Doctor Who reference?
I know.
That goes both ways, isn't it?
Kinda. Yes,
it does. If it goes both ways, we usually call it Steve reference.
If it goes both ways.
I'm surprised you didn't ding for that one.
It wasn't that funny.
That's a broken balance. It's like a dull little
it's a broken, clink. It's broken balance. God. This is the worst hotel ever. You can't even get service. With a fucking up working bell.
That's on purpose. We don't have to do anything.
He's in the back of this computer.
Well, since we didn't talk about it last week, how was your zombie hunt?
Oh yeah.
It was really different than what I expected, but it's pretty neat.
Okay.
How are you disappointed?
Did you go as Santa Claus zombie?
Different than what I expect usually means disappointed.
Well, The overall layout where they do everything.
Here it's we go. A
no. The fields that they did it in were much bigger than I thought. The first one they did it in, I don't like.
You stood there in the center and pouted. It's like, I don't like it. I don't care about this field.
The way it's set up, there's all kinds of shit and everywhere.
I would hate it too if I had to go fucking playing shit. Like, this is a zombie shit course.
No, okay, go one course is better. No,
these are zombies with
debris everywhere.
What are you trying to say?
Debris everywhere. Fucking ground's completely uneven. So if you're not watching your footing, it's very easy to step wrong in like this little fucking sunken area.
I fell in a sinkhole
and fuck yourself.
Steve
up.
Steve made the sinkholes.
And you can't really look down and see where you're going because you have to wear the face shield, and those things, you know, kind of hard to see down. Especially when it gets dark and there's no fucking light. The only light that you have is if you have a flashlight.
Oh, yeah, because the steam goes up in there.
Yeah, it's really fucking hard to see.
I actually have a trick to block out the steam.
Yeah, but then they've got trenches dug in. And
did
again,
you fall in one?
No.
Someone did?
Could you get out of one?
People have, were
running just in the dark.
Dude, there are people getting shit. Yeah, people are getting fucked up. Then there's fucking dunes over here.
And they're moaning and said they think they're zombies. Yeah, they're moaning in pain. They lost
now,
their fucking teeth.
The second area that they did everything was pretty cool because they have like this little city built, and it's got, you know, trap doors and stuff. So anytime the zombies can come through there from behind,
it's like the Disney Mansion.
Well, the problem with that is there's one area There's this real thin rope, and it's almost at neck level.
Oh, yeah?
So many people were fucking running.
Just getting
into that.
Fucking clothesline in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
And then off to another side by this fence, there's all this wood piled down. Again, unless you're looking down, which is hard to do, you're not going to see it.
For you, I think it is.
he got his chin in the way. And
if I didn't say it, he would have.
No, actually, I thought
it would hurt less.
Luckily,
it came from Jason.
No, luckily, I was aware that it's there, so I always run around it.
You're aware of it.
But you'd always see people like running from the fucking zombies, look back, turn, and then eat shit on this constantly.
There are nails in it.
So no one lasted very long.
Yeah, there was some wood with fucking nails sticking up, too.
They just got that.
What?
They got free wood.
They got the real effect going on.
Yeah, dude, people are actually dying.
They're lifting them up and hitting the zombies with a fucking. You got a nail in the 2x4.
First thing you do when you
get
the
best
there
weapon
and check in, you have to sign a waiver.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sign away your life. Actual zombies on course.
Become a real zombie.
Can't sue us when you become a real zombie.
No, it's fun. The fucked up thing though is the gun that I was given to use. It was a green gas gun, and it fucking wouldn't hold the gas, or it kept jamming. So for this first three matches,
so you're the gun
I didn't get
common,
to do a
huh?
fucking thing.
You just became a zombie? Did you become a zombie at some point?
Once?
He just screamed and cried.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, taking a shotgun to the shoulder from an airsoft sucks.
Any of them suck, man.
But
you should take a paintball gun. To the
it's just
nuts.
One shot, just one airsoft that shoots multiple.
It's like buckshot.
No, yeah, there's some that'll shoot three, and then there are others that are single shot.
All
right. No, there's some that shoot more than that too. There's pump ones that you can actually every time you pump, it like loads like about 10.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to preload them, and then you pump the air into it, and then you shoot it, and it's fucking. Projects. Like, if you do 12 pumps, it fucking
hurts. They
don't
do that anymore.
Damn. Scatter gun.
Most of them now are completely spring-loaded. They use actual-looking shotgun shells that you load the BBs in, mm-hmm. and so when you pump it, it loads three from the shell into the chamber.
If they make it look like a shotgun shell, I would actually be disappointed if it didn't shoot all out.
Yeah. No, usually it's three of them. There's usually three that shoot out, and per shell you get three shots.
Yeah.
Or 10 shots.
Yeah, airsoft sounds good, but paintballs actually could be really dangerous. I remember my friend, I went to go watch his speedball tournament, and the guy, if you have it over 300 feet per second,
mm-hmm.
You can actually break through the lens.
Oh, shit.
My friend was in the tournament, and the guy had it at 400 feet per second. Like, he turned it up after they did the chronometer test.
Yeah.
And fucking cracked his shield, and the paint flew in his eye.
Oh, fuck.
And, yeah, he couldn't. They had the sub go in because he couldn't see for the rest of the day. Because
he died.
That's why all the guns had to be a chronoed on this, too. They couldn't shoot more than 350.
Yeah. But it can get dangerous out there.
Mm-hmm. And play guns?
Especially when you get shot in the nuts. Paintballs and nuts fucking did not work. I think the worst places to get hit are on your fingers, the paintball gun, and in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. You think it wouldn't hurt that bad, but it hurts a lot.
It'd be annoying.
But your hands are worse. Oh, those things, that stings like hell.
I imagine with the airsoft one getting hit in the fingers. It would just constantly sting.
I could smash, smash your fingers with a hammer right now.
Oh, no, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. Now, it was cool that
I have 50 rings on.
The fourth match, I finally got the gun working. And also,
how long is each match?
72 hours.
No, a match can go for as long as 45
minutes. They play
for
28 days.
It's either
the zombies died.
Yeah,
after.
No, it's either A, you achieve the objective.
What did you do with no gun?
He fisted his way out. He's all fighting zombies.
He put giant leaves over himself and just hit like a bush.
All the time, he had little CDs. Told everybody else where the zombies were.
Oh.
Although, the third match, when the gun didn't work, I was with all my friends, and I was one of the few that had a flashlight. Mm-hmm. So I was their eyes.
Had a purpose.
It's like, have you seen
a flashlight tag?
Have you seen a Shaun of the Dead?
He had a flashlight helmet.
Shaun of the Dead, what's a Queen song they play when they're in the bar? They should have played that during all doing it. That's like an awesome song with that, really good with that.
No, fourth match, though, the gun finally worked. And just to make sure, I took my buddy's son's Nerf sword. Mm-hmm. She can have the Nerf weapons on there, too,
mm-hmm.
to be able to kill the zombies.
Yes.
So I had that just in case his gun didn't fucking work again.
They wouldn't accept Steve's
luckily
dildos.
Luckily, it did. Yeah,
they would. Double saber dildo.
Can you throw...
Take
you throw,
a zombie.
You throw that sword like a javelin as a last sword.
No, you can't do that. But I'm sitting there, and...
It was like my Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, at one point, I got scattered from the rest of my group,
mm-hmm.
so I'm there by myself.
Zombie, everybody run!
You don't do that!
Well, no, when you're attacked by the hybrid zombies, you kind of have no choice. Because they have hybrid ones in there, too, and they can't die. They're able to run, they can infect people, and they can't die.
Who invented this game?
The people that are
they had a bunch of monkeys out there just running around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Code Red. No, they carry big ass weapons too.
Oh, Supersonic Man, that's what it was. I'll make a Supersonic Man out of
you. That is a Queen song. I don't think that's a song that plays though, is it?
No, it's a Supersonic Man, that's what it plays.
Yeah. But well, then at one point I see Nick, he's walking off. He got infected and chose not to play a zombie. He doesn't want to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, fuck it. Take the gun back with you and give me your gun. So now I'm running around fucking two guns, just dropping zombies. Met up with Mike. It's just he and I, and we're surrounded. We're like literally backed into a corner surrounded. So I'm like, you know what, fuck this. Walked up to some of the zombies, and one of the kids like turned, started crazy, like, oh, this is going to fucking hurt. And I fucking fired on them, broke our way out, found a huge group. They all got picked off. No, they got picked off, and then I get trapped by a dude, a hybrid zombie.
Then what? He rapes you?
Well, it was one of those.
If you're lucky.
It can't die, it can run.
Hey, Steve tried to outrun. Steve outrun him. That's what he did.
Climbed a tree.
He made him fall into that fucking ditch. That's had him eat shit.
No, he.
A lot of people were doing that to some of the zombies. Trying to.
He grabbed one of those pieces of plank wood with nails in it, just smashed into the guy's face. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you signed a waiver, bitch.
Well,
like the fight and kill Bill, get the part from the chair with the nail.
Well, the guy who was playing this particular hybrid that came at me. He was kind of cheating anyways.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Fucking do it. At one point, he tackled Nick and Anthony on separate times. They're not supposed to do that. It was getting aggressive. So finally, he comes
tackling a bunch of nerds.
So, lightning bolt.
He started tickling you?
Well, what they started doing is they were taking
he started doing magic.
They were taking the multicolored glow rods.
It's not that kind
refs.
Of LARP game, man.
Well, the hybrids started taking the multicolored glow rods that the refs are using to mark themselves as the refs.
Mm-hmm.
They start taking those from the refs and then chasing people with those. So when he comes at me, he changed the color towards green. He's sitting there, he's like, ooh, I'm Yoda. I was like, whoopty shit. And I just started unloading my gun. They're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm screwed anyways. And that costume he's wearing is not padded and protecting him in any way. Fuck this kid. I just fucking started unloading on him as he came at me.
Oh, man.
He didn't stop. He tagged me, but I'm like, you're going to fucking feel this.
He elbows you in the face.
Took stance. Yeah.
But it was fun.
Right.
I would like to do it again.
Sounds like a great zombie adventure.
I'd like to do it again. You guys should probably get a kick out of it. It's really neat.
I'd like, I'd probably just watch you get attacked.
Yeah, can I? Is there like a place where I can spectate?
Yeah, I want to watch you fall in the ditch.
There's benches and shit.
Yeah.
Can we like throw stuff at you from the crowd?
It's like going to the horse races. Yeah, people have fucking binoculars too. It's big fancy hats.
You have the binoculars on a stick.
We should be able to stay in the stands and snipe.
They don't have stands.
Well, we should be able to stay in the trees and snipe.
They don't even have trees.
I'll bring my fold-out chair. It'll be fine.
What kind of place is this? Worst record.
What kind of establishment is this?
We didn't actually want you to answer that. We're just it was hypothetical.
It's run down off in the fucking middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's get them to advertise on.
You're finding some dead bodies. You're trying to bury a dead body. And like, what this fucking stupid zombie thing?
Oh, guys, you got me again.
You said this place was abandoned. I was like, oh, I thought it was.
No, it's
good job, dickhead.
Next one they do is in October. I would like to go to it. It was fun.
Do you have to drink beer while you do this one?
Just in time for the bruises to heal.
Well, you can.
The mental bruises.
No, that's how they start.
Because where we're parked, somewhere off in the dark in between matches, we could have been drinking.
That would be fun, running around drunk.
Yeah.
It's not fun running.
Why?
Doing anything physical and being drunk is not fun.
Depends. Anything, skateboarding is
do anything
scary.
Physical? I did that at a party. I ended up just walking. it was actually prom night, and instead of going to prom, we threw a party. But when I was leaving, it was actually the next street over. Rose, I don't know if you ever met her. We're at her house partying, and then I was on the next street over. I got on my skateboard. I pushed once. I pushed twice. I fell. I was like, "This isn't gonna happen." So I just fucking ended up walking.
You just sit on it and start scooting.
I had my knee on it and I was no like this.
No, what is cool about it though is they have
like Eddie Murphy and
throughout the whole PA system. They'll have sounds of gunfire and moaning and choppers. You know, it makes it sound like a war zone.
They have owls. And cockatiels?
No.
Make it sound... They just played Metallica 1 and they had all that.
But then also for like the city area...
Yeah, the Jason music.
In the city area, they have strobe lights set up in different places. They have a couple fog machines. And they make that place foggy as shit. Where it gets really hard to see. You never know what the fuck's going to come out. It's crazy.
It does sound like a party of fog machines and glow sticks.
Kind of. You have to wear glow sticks.
Do you really?
To mark that you're alive, and then if you get tagged, you hide your glow stick.
Where do you hide it?
Steve puts in his ass.
Well, that's the most logical place. That's too easy. You hide in that fucking goatee.
Yeah. No, I had one of the battery-powered glow sticks where you can click it on and off.
It's just an LED light.
It's not a glow stick for the most part.
Well, it's an actual stick. It has a flashlight on top.
It's in the shape of a stick,
you can turn it off.
Yeah, but that's a flashlight.
It's a flashlight stick.
A glow stick is chemical.
A glow stick is a stick that glows.
It's chemical.
They have different color ones.
He calls it a glow stick.
Mine was green. It looks like an actual glow stick.
But it's looks not. Are deceiving.
See, it looks like an actual glow stick.
Yeah, see,
it does.
It's a replica.
So it is a glow stick.
It's a replica of a glow stick.
It's a replica. He bought on QVC.
Burned.
It's one of those ones that you jerk off and then it just like stays lit forever.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
That's cool.
That's the one that sounds like that sounds cool. I think that's something that I might want to do or something like that.
Putting glow stick in your ass?
Yeah, putting glow sticks in my ass.
That's mandatory.
Oh, thank God.
And then they let and then they let you in.
Those are the parties I go to.
You pass the test.
No, and each round at first starts off kind of slow because they only start with like six zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
each round increases over time, or you could choose to just now be a zombie.
Oh no, you wait until you're tagged, and then from there you can choose to play as a zombie or not. And a lot of people do.
Where did the six zombies come from?
They start off in random places.
Volunteers.
They're
zombies.
They are. They're volunteers that
I have community service.
They come
to
out
something.
Of the grave.
People do community service and zombies.
Well, for each
maybe
event,
I can do that.
Each event they do raffles for prizes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like this last one was a Full Metal 375.
That's a DVD
FPS
of Full Metal
rifle.
A what?
Airsoft rifle.
Mm-hmm.
When are
the raffles? Between rounds?
Yeah, they do it between the second and third round.
That's cool. You can use your new gun right away.
No rifles.
Oh, what's the point of giving me one?
You can do it.
Because they're assholes.
No, for the zombie zombie ones, they don't do the rifles. But then you can go there as with like if you're on an airsoft team and do skirmishes with other teams, and you can use your rifles. Mm-hmm. But for the zombies, it's shotguns, handguns, and submachine guns.
All right.
Well, the rifles tend to shoot too high caliber on twine.
Oh,
but
yeah, they shoot a bigger BB.
When they do the rifle,
the higher caliber of BB.
When they do the rifles,
are those things still considered BBs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they do for the rifles.
No, they moved up to CCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's good for the zombies. Are
CBs, copper BBs.
Because the zombies get their own special rifle, and since there's only so many zombies, mm-hmm. better chance that they're going to win something.
So they're in town.
And they also get a free day of airsofting there on their course.
Oh, okay. So this is an airsoft course. I thought it was just in the middle of nowhere.
No, it's airsoft and paintball.
Uh-huh. Where at?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
They would probably,
what direction
probably have it at SC Village, but, man, you'd probably have someone get killed. You have someone get killed over there, because they actually have helicopters and stuff that you actually, like, play around and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I used to go playing ball, SC Village. Well, it's in Corona. Actually really cool. They're all named, like, you know, they have Baghdad, they have Iraq, they have... They're all made pretty good. They had, like, jungle themes and shit in there. I think they have, like, 12 fields altogether.
Wow,
it's huge. The place is huge.
Yeah,
yeah. 12 fields and then 3 speedball courses.
Shit, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's actually really fun over there. Except when you go on a hot day, it sucks. I even had a face mask with a fan in it. It was made by Proto. It didn't work very well. It was mostly so your mask doesn't fog up.
Mm.
Let alone
was that the trick you're talking about earlier with him?
Huh? No, that trick is you just get you know the same thing you do on your mirror. You put shaving cream on it and you wipe it off, and then when it steams up, it doesn't go over it. Same thing with the mask.
I did not know that trick.
Yeah, you know that? Oh, you put shaving cream on your mirror in the bathroom, and you just wipe it off. When you take a shower, you come out. There's no it won't cover up or nothing.
Won't steam up the
yeah. There you go.
Yes. That's what you're trying to say.
Words are
so
very
what happens
good with me right now.
What happens there then? It just kind of goes around it?
That's I think that's a question for Yahoo. Yeah.
The moisture isn't able to build on it.
Okay, I got 3 answers.
Condensation.
My face mask never
got... steam that counts as condensation?
My face,
I thought it was just when it's cold.
My face mask never fogged up, but that shit gets stifling to breathe in when you're running around.
I think it's probably
showers. He's just running around.
No, the facial.
I think it's the fact that you smoke and you're actually running. And
well, there's news about your smoking, huh?
Yeah,
you didn't know smoking. That. He explained this last week.
Oh, you quit smoking?
Mm-hmm. That's why he has that vomit bottle.
No, that's not any. You really quit nothing. You just switched to something.
Well,
you got bored of one thing and went to the other.
No, I quit smoking.
It's like going gay.
So,
no, my breathing.
So now he's got another thing to quit.
Well,
he need another challenge.
Well, no, the stuff about this is I don't crave it a whole lot. It helps curb.
Is that what the gum's for?
No, I use that when I'm out in public. Where I can't brush my teeth after I'm done with this, and I chew gum to get any leftover out. Mm.
Well, you should mm-hmm. eclipse for practice safe breath.
But no, like this is only my second time today having any.
Any what?
Dip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, just right here.
Was it?
This is my second time.
So was it sour cream and onion or?
No, green apple.
No.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sour apple.
Was it a good onion dip?
It's good. We'll go back to your onion dip. We're gonna take a break real fast.
All right.
This is ripped in half.
This is a commercial break.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom.
There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice.
They'll have a one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for t-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
In a regular pack.
Yeah.
Well, no.
The packs
they're
like
fucking
white.
Oh, man.
They're like lesbian cigarettes.
No, the ones I had.
Cheap equipment we have at
they were called USA
Network.
Something.
Yeah, I'm
with an eagle on it.
Yeah.
But if you look on the side, it's all in Arabic. It's like made in Turkey or something.
And welcome back to Ripped in Half.
On the Wedge Radio Network.
There you go.
You completed that.
What an asshole.
Didn't seem like it was going to.
I have all things to do. I was. Oh. I just forgot what radio network we're on.
There you go.
I forget all the time. At least I try to.
All right, so we heard about what I did.
I wonder if this mythical fade out.
What'd you guys hear?
How was so we heard about trip. Steve did 2 weekends ago.
3 weeks ago. Three
weekends
ago.
I don't know. I don't know.
But, and while...
I went to public school, all right?
No, there's two.
No, this is a pre-recorded show. So it'll be
well, thanks for telling them. Now you ruined the magical...
They're all pre-recorded.
Well, I guess... Yeah,
we'll
be cool.
Yeah.
No, because the weekend that we were gone and I did my Zom stuff, that was also a pre-recorded show.
If you... spoilers.
We told them that.
No, we didn't. Get that lie up pretty long time.
Anyways,
very
what'd
long
you guys
time.
Do?
What did we do? We had a honeymoon.
At the same time? We went
to Vegas and got married.
Yeah. And then got it annulled.
No, me and Jason went to Vegas for my brother's and my soon-to-be sister-in-law's bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Soon-to-be?
I know he'd leave and leave this
music running. Well, I have another one getting married. Huh?
I know he'd leave and just leave this music running. I thought it eventually fade out.
Nope.
The music's just still playing, isn't it? Can't you control it right there?
It's not a touchscreen.
Right there. There's a yellow thing.
I don't know which one of these buttons those are.
Don't even do it.
I'm not.
Oh, it might just fuck up our whole recording.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, don't.
It's coming.
Well, enjoy the elevator
music.
It's
counting
guys.
Down in the end. 45 minutes. All 45 right. seconds. We'll be fine.
So you gotta bear with us for
we're
45
gonna play,
seconds.
We're gonna play this out.
Yeah.
Just sit in silence.
I mean,
for
if you're watching right now, you can we'll dance or something if you want. Look, it's blinking now. It's about to die.
It's like a warning.
It's probably on fucking repeat.
Yeah.
What if it is?
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, so, I got Vegas.
About fucking Vegas.
Well, we heard... Well, there's a lot of music in Vegas.
We have... There's a lot better music in Vegas than sad to say.
Vegas is a complete video game world. That's why.
Yeah.
We're going down the tunnel right now.
We're racing down the streets of Vegas.
Well, Vegas was fun the first night.
The first night was fantastic. Yeah. All the way into the early mornings, because that's how long it lasted.
Yeah. And then,
we got there, the long car ride, playing the license plate game with your sister.
I don't know. We listened to Jim Jeffries stand up on the way over
there.
Yeah,
it was an alcoholic cost. That killed about an hour and a half.
It was great. It was good. And then they said they wanted to play a game, right?
And we tried to play our game.
We tried to play the movie game.
The movie title game.
Really?
That
didn't work
they didn't get that.
They suck.
Well, it's hard to explain the point system. And that's how we go from round to round. So, like, otherwise the game would just be
it's kind of hard because, you know, they're driving and thinking. And
are they any good at it?
No.
Well, we stumped
one of us. So
yeah.
They stumped
one. They got some points.
Yeah,
which one did it?
Just picking a shitty
your
guy,
brother
though.
Or your sister?
My brother.
Oh, okay.
But.
You picked one of those,
the kill all titles.
Yeah, well, the first title was just, I mean, the first word was just kill all. And so we're working on the N-word the whole time.
What was it?
The N-word, huh?
The
N-word.
Yeah.
What was the
N-word
title?
Was,
I have no idea.
I can't remember. That was 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Ask me how many shits took today, I'll tell you that, but... Remember what the movie title? That's just nuts.
We got there, checking the room. We had to walk down the street.
Yeah,
the wrong street.
Oh my god, Jason fucking took the scenic route.
And we found some like. Fucking
we could have just went straight through the Golden Nugget, but Jason wanted to walk around the whole fucking place.
I went the wrong way. It was like, oh wait, so we had to go.
And then his fucking luggage rolled, and I couldn't fit all the stuff I wanted to take. I couldn't fit in my rolling one, so I had to take a duffel bag.
Why didn't you just pull up to the hotel?
What?
They didn't know. They had no intention of dropping us off in front of our hotel.
Not at all.
Oh, they went to a different hotel.
Yeah, they were at the Plaza, and we were at the Four Queens. And everyone's family was at the Plaza.
Yeah, everyone.
And you guys stayed at the Four Queens. Why?
Because it's free.
It's free. Yeah, really? Exactly. Well, the last day cost me $25.
So. Yeah.
Oh.
Which I was lucky I had.
Yeah.
No, look.
Well, you had a frequent visitor pass. Is that why?
Yeah. One day I was fucking there, and I just stayed. I stayed there for pretty much all night, from like maybe about six hours of constant playing blackjack.
So the first night we were there, we just got in a room, cracked open some Sailor Jerry, had a few drinks, and we were just waiting for my brother and everyone to fucking get settled in. That never happened, so we were just like, fuck it. So we went downstairs.
And then we went downstairs, we kind of wandered around, and went straight heading towards their fucking motel.
It's one motel, and then we ate
that pizza
place. Oh, we ate that pizza place. It was actually really good.
It was good the last night.
It
was last night?
Yeah, the last night.
Third day.
It was the next morning, I guess. Can't keep track. But anyways, so we ate there and we went upstairs, you know. Everyone's in my fucking brother's suite. My brother and both my brothers, they got a suite that connected. That place is fucking, it was nice.
Yeah, since they just remodeled that whole hotel.
Yeah.
So like the floors are nice. That fucking room had a great view. You could see the
the casino had a weird distinctive smell to it every time you walked in.
They put some weird like fucking odor, not odor, but like just like a scent in the air.
I don't know.
It's very distinct. You know,
smelled like old people in there.
So our hotel does the same thing. It was like it puts in like some cherry smell. That's nasty. They dulled it down since I've been there last, but it is nasty, and it stays in your clothes too.
Like oh yeah, dude! Hotel, when I opened
all your clothes again,
when we came back, when we got home, I opened up my suitcase and all of a sudden, it just fucking the hotel smell.
It just poops out.
It's not a stale tobacco smell, is it?
No. They're pumping some kind of like shit in the air.
But anyway, so we met up. We met my family. Went up there. They were drinking, so we just grabbed some beers up there, drink them.
They had some Platinums, which we should have bought too.
And they wanted to walk. So walk down Fremont. So we go over there, dude. Everyone's like. Like, half of them already fucking, like, pretty much drunk getting there.
No, we didn't get barely into it until we saw the fucking stage. They saw the stage, and then we spent most of the time.
Oh, man, just everyone stopped. Everyone was fucking
the
dancing.
There was three stages, oh, I like think.
The club you went to?
No, this is the Fremont Street.
Oh.
Yeah,
Fremont
Street. Like, they had one stage at the very end.
It was fucking packed.
They had stages on the street.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a street. It's just a cover-up fucking dome. There's no roads anymore. Yeah.
But it was packed Friday night, man. You can't even walk anywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking packed.
And, but no, once they fucking, every time they heard a song, my fucking brother and everyone is fucking, dude, we had the whole middle of Fremont, like, we had a circle and everyone was just fucking watching us, and we're all fucking nuts, like, dancing and shit. Mm. Fucking my sister-in-law screaming Vegas bitches and everybody. And
I heard that all over and over again. I kind of drunk she sounded.
So like, all you hear is Vegas bitches!
And all Jason wanted to hear was my sister-in-law's friend, Minnesota.
No, that was way towards the end. I did want to hear it. I got disappointed when I did hear her talk.
Why?
Because she didn't say it the way I thought she'd say it.
She said pop.
I didn't even get to hear her say pop.
No.
You guys made fun of her saying she said it that way.
But anyway,
I didn't get to see it. So, I tried to get her to say don't you know, and she just told me don't you know. I was like, oh.
Should have got her to say target.
I tried that too. I did
really?
Try to target. Then, it didn't work out either.
And then,
because she's paying attention. If she's just talking,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can't just make her talk.
So,
like
anyways, what I can remember was we were just around Fremont and we're just going to casinos, fucking getting beer.
Not really. It kept splitting up because everyone just stopped.
Yeah, almost.
And then, like, what are we doing? And
then, where did we go? We went to a casino or we get something to eat?
With everybody? No, we didn't get anything with anybody.
No, I'm talking about the first night. I don't remember.
It's a pizza place. That's all anything we ate.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we fucking ended up splitting up, right?
Yeah, with your dad. We're hanging with your dad.
We hang out with dad and my brother, I think.
Couldn't find a casino sell Sailor Jerry.
Yeah.
Or that sells it, but just gives it away, you know?
Oh, you bought a fucking... Oh, no. We went to that casino, went to McDonald's. We were already fucking drunk.
We ate chicken nuggets. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, my sister...
That's the D. That was the D.
And then I'm there eating...
Casino called the
I got two hamburgers and fries. I took a bite of my hamburger, I put it down. Fucking Minnesota comes. I turn. It's fucking gone. She's fucking eating it. And so I open up. I let her have it. And I fucking got my second one. I started eating it. Put it down. And talked to Jason. I fucking look and it's gone again. She fucking ate the second one.
Holy shit!
She basically got a whole hamburger.
He's like, so I got two bites of that shit. And I was like,
Todd should never put food down again. Yeah, when she's exactly, around. Man. She
fucking those Minnesotas, they're sneaky.
Man, she put that shit down. I tell you that much. But we were pretty much.
They're holding a fry. I go to bite it, and it's gone.
So basically, we all got together. We were drinking. We got some alcohol in us. So we decided it's time to gamble. So we started to gamble. We gambled in what the fuck's the hotel? Or the Vegas, right?
Las Vegas Club.
Vegas Club. So we went in there, we're gambling. We're doing all right. Doing pretty good.
And each casino down there has dance pits? So the chicks in fucking naked, you know, just dancing.
I was rolling.
They're the dealers, but every rotation, one's up there dancing.
So they're dancing dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so practically like a stripper.
Yeah, so I was
stripping dancing dealers.
I was in there rolling. Exactly, you know, I was winning some money, and Jason's like, Jason went to stand at the blackjack table, so I went over there. I was interested. I was like, "So what's going on here?" Jason's like, "Here's a blackjack." I was like, "All right, I'll play it."
This guy has no idea to fucking play.
Fuck, man! Really? I got raped.
No idea.
I got.
I'm going back to craps.
Yeah, I'm going back to cracks. Fuck this, man! I got raped at blackjack. Anyways, we were in that fucking place for a long time. Then
blackjack would have been.
And then Jason disappears.
Yeah, I go. Because it took forever there to get a drink.
Yeah,
and their drinks were really shitty.
Jason disappears, and then we decided to leave back to the plaza.
And so, I'm already at the plaza. Yeah, that's when I run into that one dude.
Oh, yeah, and he's at the plaza. He's at the bar. I go in there. I was like, oh, this is Jason. He's talking to this guy. He's fucking from Norway. He played. He's in a band, and he played at a, I guess he opened up for somebody.
Yeah, I think so.
His band's called Big Bang.
Big Bang. I can't even say how he said it.
Dude, this guy's accent was like
super thick.
You heard of my band? Yeah. Something like that, dude. Like,
oh, no, I have a recording.
It wasn't that great. But anyways, this guy is cool as fuck, man. We were hanging out the whole night. He bought us a few beers, and he fucking... He wanted us to go on a fucking tour bus with him and fucking go to the Phoenix for his concert.
Yeah, he wanted to go to because they're going to Phoenix.
This guy was hanging with us all night. So we're fucking like pretty buzz drunk. We go to the crap table. The crap table's right there.
He's a hero on Toy Story. Buzz drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decide we go to the crap tables and there's the guy sits in the middle, make sure counts the pit boss. Yeah. So we're over there. We're cussing.
He's not the pit boss.
We cuss a lot. I mean, this guy was like, you can't cuss. We're like, okay, sorry, we're just drunk, you know?
What? Yeah, he's kept mad because we're fucking...
Yeah,
talking to each other, not cheering.
Yeah,
we're just saying fuck.
And yeah, we said
ass. Why aren't you allowed to swear?
This guy's fucking just yelling at...
That's happened to me before when I was younger, when I first went to Vegas. I had a shirt that says fucking classy.
What? You get free booze, you smoke in the buildings,
they just
pick up hookers, no problem.
They just want you to cuss.
You're not allowed to swear.
I don't know. Well,
not for this man.
Yeah, apparently not this guy. But anyways, we're really rolling.
He's like
a
Christian.
We're doing up and down. We're doing good. And then my family leaves. They went to go eat. And so it was just me, Jason, this guy from Norway. And then all of a sudden, I'm on fucking fire, man. I was on dice for 20 rolls.
That guy went on break, and we started cussing again. Like
he went on break, started cussing again. He's fine. And I was on fire, man. Everyone was winning money. I was winning money. I was up $100. And fucking
how much were you up at the time?
And then the Norway guy, he was on the field, and I hit double 12, so he triples your money. He's like, fuck yeah! And then the guy's like, that's it, you guys are done. He fucking
said, cash him out.
He's like, cash him out. You're done. I'm like, I'm still my fucking room. I'm on fire. What the hell, dude?
I've warned you guys.
He's like, these guys, get out of the table. Cash him out. You guys been drinking too much. You go get some sleep or something. I'm like, fucking motherfucker. So we're all pissed off. We're walking down Fremont. It's fucking dead empty. You're like, fuck. And Jason's like, I'm hungry. Just gonna fucking eat.
No. We went to we didn't eat anything.
Oh, we went and got a beer. And then
we ended up in Binion's. That's when we started playing craps again.
No. We had breakfast.
No, that was later.
No?
We had breakfast first?
Right afterwards, we had breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Remember, I had the chicken fried steak, you had a fucking hamburger.
I don't remember what casino we were at for that.
It was...
The Fitzgerald, where we were playing earlier? No,
it was a Nugget, wasn't it? Or D?
No, that was way too far.
It was right next door to the Golden Nugget.
We're next to Golden Nugget. We didn't eat there.
No, I don't know. It was just a little fucking crappy diner place.
Yeah, but it was
there.
In the casino, so I can't.
Yeah, so, I mean, we ate it. It was not great, but We need the food.
Yeah,
and then afterwards we went back.
It was like that hot dog you ate.
And afterwards, I went back to the crap tables. Jason didn't want to play that. He wanted to play blackjack again. And me and this normal guy on there. Man, I was still on fire. I was fucking rolling. I was hitting them.
I think I played and I lost a little. And
I was left. Yeah, I was winning. I was up like $200.
Mm-hmm. Jason died a little inside.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, this story is tragic.
Well, no, holy. I was up like $200, man. We're fucking shit faced at this moment. Like it's like what, like 6 in the morning?
No, it's probably like maybe 8 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah, 8 or 9 in the morning. So where's the? I'm on fire. I'm winning. The guy from nowhere is winning, and finally I lose. My dice is turned over. This old man's here next to us. Man, he fucking killed me on, and I lose like $250.
See, by this point, I lost pretty much all my money.
Yeah, he lost pretty much all his money.
I was up. I went to the room. I didn't even say bye to these guys. I fucking just took off. Went back to the room.
He's all pissed off, probably.
Text him. No, I was just fucking done. I'm broke.
Yeah, he texted me. Like, he texted you what room we're in.
Because I know he wouldn't know what number that was.
I'm all excited. So I got all these chips in my pocket. I'm like, I'm not going to touch these. I'm fucking losing. I'm throwing them back on the table. And then fucking, I was like, fuck, man. I was down to 60 bucks. I'm like, all right, I'm taking off. And so basically, I told the guy from nowhere, I'm taking off. I'll see you later. And I just fucking ditched him. And I go to my room. I go to the room. Jason's fucking passed out in there with his clothes. I'm shaking. Jason, he wouldn't even fuck. I slapped him in the face a couple times. He wouldn't even fucking wake up. He was so shit faced. He wouldn't even wake up. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to bed. So I went to bed. We woke up
at 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we woke up earlier because my brother texted me because we were all supposed to go to dinner at Dick's Last Resort.
That was at 6.
He called me at 1.
Oh, see, wasn't there for that.
Yeah, anyways, when Jason woke up, I was like, so how'd you do? He's like, I gotta see how much money I have left. He lost like, what do you like, $500?
$500.
Oh, damn.
I woke up. The only thing money I had on me now was this handful of random
ticket
fucking
stuff.
Fucking tickets from like different slot machines, different casinos.
And then so I'm like,
so you go back to all these different casinos.
And I told Jason, I was like, well, I was up $200. He's like, that's good. I'm like, no, I have $60 left now. He's like, oh. And so my brother calls and he's like, hey, are you coming with this dinner?
We don't have any money.
Yeah, we're coming to dinner. And
we didn't tell him.
I told him, I'm sleeping. We're still sleeping. He's like, well, I'll meet you guys later. Because I don't want to know. Fuck me. That's all our money. And so they all went to
the first fucking night.
And there's like, there's like 30 of us too. All our whole group was like 30 people. So that I guess they went out to dinner. They're walking.
They went to the strip.
Yeah, they went to the dinner. They're walking the strip, and me and Jason are in our fucking hotel room watching TV, depressed as fuck.
We're watching Rudy.
Yeah, we're watching. We watched the whole fucking thing of Rudy.
Oh no!
Because we didn't have any.
We were trying to get re-inspired.
I was talking shit on Rudy the whole time.
We couldn't even fuck.
This retard can do it. I can too.
Dude, we can't even afford $3 to go down to the strip to hang out.
I know. Cause we didn't afford for the bus.
We didn't want to pay for the bus because it would have been too much to come back and forth.
We probably didn't leave the room until after maybe like
until like 11 o'clock. Until we left the
fucking room. That first part, we wandered around to each casino I had a ticket to.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you did that. Just went to the casino and do your tickets.
I was like, well, I don't have these handful of tickets, and I know that the casino gave me free credit.
Yeah.
And I had to be there by 7 to do that one game to get free credit more. So I played this stupid game where if you get enough points in the slot machine, you win like anywhere from $20 automatically or up to like $500, depending on the points you get. I only got $20. I got the minimum amount. Plus, they gave me $20 for just being there, part of the free room shit. Okay. So I had $40 of free credit and a handful of miscellaneous tickets.
He lost a $20 credit on the Star Wars game.
Yeah, which that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and then when he went to the dollar game, he fucking won money.
So yeah,
the dollar slot machine.
I won like $25, I think.
Yeah, he won $20. You got the little pinball thing.
Actually, now we have $25, and so we went to every fucking casino, and that brought me up to probably like $50.
No, it's 75 altogether.
Oh, what?
It was all the ticket stuff.
Yeah. Because I know I had a good one. It was like 25, but some were like 10, and some were like a nickel.
Yeah, so we're there scraping up our change and shit. And my brother's fucking, my family's like pissed right now because I'm not hanging out with them.
You're not hanging out or answering the
phone. Yeah, and so it's like, and
they're pissed you're not hanging out. You're embarrassed, let them know you blew all your
and
money.
And then we're like, we woke up, we're starving. We're like, we're so hungry right now, we can't afford to eat.
So we're like, I was like, I know where we're going. I was like, where are we going? I was like, get that 99-cent strip cocktail downtown.
That's a dollar strip cocktail. cocktail. So we go, we get it.
Like, he didn't want it, and I, he saw me eating it.
Yeah,
like,
and, but it's this little tiny shrimp and like fucking ketchup and shit. Yeah,
it looks like it's a cup about this tall, but like not as big and wide and shit. But like most of it is all that shit in the bottom, and then like a little bit of fucking.
And the problem shrimp. Is they put more on top when you order it. It's like, I don't want more of that. Give me more shrimp or something.
Like cocktail sauce.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. It was, and some it was cabbage horrible. Shit or something in the bottom.
It was like celery or something. I don't know.
It tasted like shit.
Yeah, it was. But we were hungry, so ate it.
The shrimp was good. Just the bottom part.
And so he collected his money. You know, he got more money, and we're like, fuck, what are we gonna do? So,
okay.
We went to the mermaid.
We went to the mermaid because they had like 99 hot dogs.
Honestly, so you guys are there for 3 days. You fucked up the first night.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It was like, what? How are we
now? You guys are now. You got on up. So second day, you guys are pulling a starving artist thing here. Yeah.
Basically, hey, I was ready to get naked and dance on the street.
You can do
naked
with that fucking one dude.
I believe it too. I would say, tell me please. There's like some golden lining at the end of this.
Oh no,
there is a silver lining.
Yeah. Otherwise, like this is a very disappointing.
We decided to put it all. Black and we lose it.
So we're
you put it on black and it robs
at this
you.
Point,
we win and then some guy mugs us.
Trip sounds okay. Terrible.
Okay,
right
so
now.
at this point we ate. We went to the fucking this place Mermaids because they have $1 hot dogs and shit, and those actually turned out to be really good.
I didn't get the hot. We ended up not getting any of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
he got a corn dog meal.
Yeah, 99 cent corn.
And I got a
it's like $2
bratwurst meal. But they give you like a ton of fries. They give you a lot of food there.
Yeah, well, yeah,
for $2, not bad.
It's just really like nasty, greasy food. That's food.
Yeah, it was like it's just fries. It's fucking black.
Hey, at least you fucking ate, right?
Hey, so
yeah,
we ate.
Fill this up.
So anyway, so after that, we were like, all right, we just went back to the hotel.
Yeah, then, okay, you guys hurry up to give me something because I'm like literally
okay.
I almost want to cry
just
for you right
just
now.
Bear with
it's so
this.
Bad.
Anyway, so we go back to the hotel. We're like, fuck. All right, now what are we gonna do?
This is almost like you guys are doing.
So we drowned our sorrows in some Sailor Jerry and Coke,
and then we're watching HGTV.
And then my brother calls. And he's like, "Where you at?" I'm like, "We're in the hotel room." He's like, "Well, we're at Harris in this bar. Come down and get it. So come down with the, and hang out with us." And we're like, "I'm like, honestly, I don't really have money to be spending to go down there." It was a $10 cover charge. But my brother said he would have paid for this.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
But
we did have to hitchhike home too.
So my dad didn't want to pay the cover charge, so he came back, and then we're like, all right.
They're hungry, so we're in the back.
Yeah, so hold on. So he's like, I was like, all right, you want to hang out for a little bit? He's like, well. My dad eats fucking constantly, so he's like, we're gonna get some meat, right? Okay.
You guys are hanging around your dad like a bunch of vultures waiting for him to discard him.
Hold on. This is the best part. So we go down, we meet him at the casino. My fucking stepmom's on the machines. They're fucking. She's winning. My dad's fucking winning, and so he's like, all right, let's go get some food. So we're walking down Fremont, and he's like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't know. And then guess where they fucking picked to eat? Mermaids. Where he just fucking came to eat.
And you ate again with them.
I ate again with them. And then Jason comes over and fucking starts picking off my stepmom's
they
fucking
offered it, they offered it to me. And none of them finished their food anyways.
He's all eating our leftovers and shit. Jason's over there.
Because they had chili breasts. Well, I didn't want to eat, so I was playing the machine, and I played this Monopoly game.
You won 20
I
won, bucks,
yeah, I put a 20 in, and I fucking... 120.
So yeah,
but that casino only pays you in nickels.
My dad paid for my food,
so I had two buckets of fucking nickels.
Now it's great that you won 20 off of that, but I'm just like,
but now he has 80.
No, considering how little money you had, yes. Did you really have that first 20 to spare? To gamble on.
I forgot. No.
You
go
got lucky and made it.
As far as
that
is 10. I get as far as 10.
And you know what's so sad too is when we go to Mermaids, they give you this little tab and you put it in the thing and they call you to win money. And so they call the number.
Wait, so you get you get raffle tickets for ordering food?
No, just walking in.
No, just walking in, and they do it every half hour.
So
you kept leaving and coming back?
No. So the first time we went there and got food, they call a number and Jason's like, hey, I think we might win. Jason's number was you're two off, right?
I was two off.
And so I look at mine, I'm like, I'm one fucking off from winning that goddamn money.
So the asshole,
he plays it on me, he's like, you're walking too fucking slow. We were one step. if we got that one ticket before this, we would have fucking won it.
Because then that you pull a slot machine.
Dude,
and
I looked at it. Me and Jason's looking at my ticket all side, and then we've seen it, we're like, fuck.
Because all the numbers, man, like, they start repeating. I was like, hey. Like, so you might have. So I figured it's only one for mine. So,
you know,
it's him.
Okay, it's like when we went and did the fucking the bingo thing.
Mm-hmm.
The final game, $25,000 right off the bat.
I think we had like two numbers left?
No, we had one. It was a fucking. It was all you had to do was get a nine square. Right off the bat, we're fucking getting everything. Both he and I. Only
was it Bada Bingo or what was it?
No, it was the X1039. Springo. That's
Springo.
What
that's what. It was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we
you can hear that story in a previous episode.
Yeah, there's a box of nine. He and I, we're fucking getting them right off the bat. We're both down same time to one fucking number. Never got it. It took that they
you're looking for a silver lining. You're still making more.
I was just saying that's kind of like that. It's that shitty. And that game took 30 minutes to finish. We're sitting there for the rest of the fucking next 25 minutes. Fuck, that's not the number. Fuck, that's all not right. The number. Fuck, that's not the number.
Then some asshole wins.
Language.
So at this point we're kind of down and out. And so my
I think things start turning around. Bro.
Well, no, okay. So my dad.
Not for me. I went 20 bucks.
My dad.
No, it has to turn around.
My dad.
Otherwise, you guys would be dead.
My dad's
be like Rudy. It has to be like Rudy at some point, right? We played that. Wait, the last 5 seconds of a worthless game.
So my dad's. at this point, my dad's leg's hurting, so he wants to go back to the hotel. So we're walking over there. And right when we walk in there, there's this fucking penny machine. There's a big-ass fishing game. Like a huge screen. You go fishing on
that
it.
That pissed me off because I did lose money on that.
So they're playing. My dad, of course, wins the fucking game. I'm in there. He wants to give me money to play. I tell him, nah. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, fuck it. I'll put it. And we're so far from the bar that they don't even come over there to give us free drinks.
Yeah.
So I lost. No, actually, remember, I broke even.
Yeah, you broke even and stopped.
I broke even and stopped. Jason lost 10. And then so after that, you know, my stepmom and my dad, they went up there. They went to bed. And then we ended up fucking just like, we're like, all right, we need to get alcohol.
Yeah.
So we go to Fremont that night? Remember, you were on the blackjack table forever? And
yeah. this is so sad. Okay, yeah, we went to the Fremont. And you went to
$3 craps.
He found $3 craps. He's fucking excited as fuck,
dude. I'm fucking excited.
He just can pay pass line this
dude,
whole time.
Dude, I'm ecstatic right now, dude. There's a cute girl next to me that's was playing and
oh yeah,
she blowing your dice. Hot.
Oh, she's drunk, so I was having her try to blow something else, but anyways. So we were there. This is where.
No bell for that.
Hold on.
Give me a dead bell.
Hold on. This is where. this is where the story gets a little happier. I'm sitting there. Jason comes back. He's like, are you winning? I'm like, dude, we're fucking eating tonight tomorrow.
Yes, we can eat.
Jason. Okay. The thing is, Jason disappears, and I don't see him for like an hour.
I was on slot machines playing like Monopoly, another Monopoly game, a different one though. It was really cool.
So
but I was only there because I wasn't losing, but I was on the last hope in Vegas.
So I was winning, I was on the crap tables, dude. We were getting beers, like I was drinking. So the exciting thing about it is we got drunk
and like,
and I think I won like, I was up high and I fucking lost it again. And then I came out there I think with 40 extra dollars.
Yeah, and then
or like 20 extra dollars, something like that.
And I was in slot machines and I started with a 20 and just bounced around even, and then I won an extra 10 bucks, okay, which made me an even 100 again. Enough to make me a heaven. And then
just,
I started
just to
blackjack.
Let you know how good we're doing. We didn't go to bed till 11. It's 11 in the morning.
Yeah, and he was playing craps and I went
the whole time.
When I finally made 100, made it an even 100, I started playing blackjack.
And you lost it.
No,
he's actually doing good. So anyway, so it was like, it was late as hell, 11 o'clock. You know, I got my beers in me.
You tried to play blackjack with me again, too.
I want a little money. Oh, no, I was watching him. I went over there watching.
You did try it.
Oh, the $3. I did over the go over there, back over there, huh?
You kept coming back to me because you were going over there to back to crafts and back to fucking.
Yeah, I'm like, look what I won, Jason. Look what I lost, Jason. And then okay, so I'm sitting there watching him play blackjack, and there's this guy next to me, drunk as fuck.
Oh, the fucking roulette
guy. Yeah, he's on roulette, man. It's his birthday, so he's playing. He's like, you know what, fuck it. He puts it all in black.
He has a he's been
stack
lucky the
of
whole
chips,
night,
man.
Paying like red and black and all kinds of numbers. So and he has stacks.
He
of fucking
puts it
chips
all on black. He probably won like $300. Then he puts it all on red, and he lost $300.
And it hit fucking zero.
Yeah, it hit zero, dude.
And his friends were on the other black chance fucking table.
Say it's gonna hit green, watch.
And it fucking did it. And like his other friends kind of like, oh fuck.
Okay.
He pulls another 100. He said, I don't care.
He pulled out another 100. And then he fucking, what's he do?
He gambles
a couple times.
Yeah, gets some money.
And then he puts it all in black again.
His friend comes and puts
it all
in
red. And it hit fucking double zero. That's
And you see him afterwards. Yeah, like,
he wants to go to the fucking, he wants to go to the ATM machine and get some more fucking money out to play.
Oh my god. I remember when he won the first time there, just that random chick.
Oh yeah, he made out with some random fat chick that walked by him. And she had food in her mouth too, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
We just let you got a free meal anyways, right there.
So long story short, Jason did good on the blackjack tables. I did okay. Oh, I was doing good, but you know, I won some money on the.
We weren't as poor anymore.
Yeah, on the $3 crap table. So
yeah, but you weren't all that up either.
Oh no, I was not a farmer. So I wasn't fucking dead broke.
Actually, I don't know if I'm broke.
You're feeling
or not.
A little better, but you're still secretly slightly depressed.
No, my head. Like,
So I end up. I couldn't find Jason, so I go back to the room. He calls me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm at the hotel room. I'm fucking tired. I can't do it anymore. I was falling asleep on the fucking table.
Yeah, I think I found you. I found back to the room.
Yeah, he found me, and we went back to the room, so we went to bed. The next morning...
We woke up early as fuck, remember? See,
yeah.
Went to bed...
Oh, wait, we did wake up fucking... Oh, my alarm went off, remember?
Yeah, and somebody just woke up early as fuck for no reason whatsoever. From 5 to like...
And he got mad. He got mad because now I can't go back to sleep. And you know the sad thing about that night is the next day.
Remember the second day we couldn't get drunk.
Oh, dude, yeah, that day.
We were so burnt out after the first day.
Yeah, we couldn't get drunk.
The
night we're talking about, we couldn't get drunk at all. We were almost fucking pounding
and
beers.
We were trying to like drown our sorrows.
Yeah.
And fucking knowing a beer, dude, I'm gonna shot, I'm gonna coke.
Yeah, dude, fucking.
You didn't feel horrible. Anything.
Horrible. Nothing. I couldn't get fucking a buzz if my life depended on it. 11 in the fucking morning, couldn't get a buzz.
Okay, so your third and final day, how'd you do?
Aside
from being able to eat and, you know, pay the $25 on the room.
Well, the thing is...
We met up with everybody again.
They called me. They're like, you better fucking come over here. They're in the swing.
By now they're uber pissed.
They're in the swing.
They are ignoring
you.
Now they know you're broke too.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're probably saying, why'd we let them bring Jason?
Well, because my dad fucking told everybody.
And that was funny because we're at the lounge and then you take over.
We're at the swingers club. In the plaza. That's what it's called.
With his family.
It was my family. Right when I walked in, where the fuck were you last night?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I just sit there and I just ignore him. Talking to my stepmom. I'm like,
fine, I crawled out of my window and I went to see the show. You didn't want me to go.
So we're all
happy.
We're all talking. They're talking about, oh yeah, yesterday was the best day ever, which makes us feel like shit because we missed it.
They're all fucking having a great time, winning money. And you guys are around kicking cans.
They're just
bragging about how great that the day was or their night was and shit. And we're fucking just. Trying to survive.
You're just kicking cans, feeling bad
so anyways,
for your next meal.
So my dad,
they're walking around with like sticks and bindles.
So my dad has ADD like me.
Almost at the moment.
We're taking a picture.
Yeah, my dad's ADD like me, so he couldn't sit down. So he's like, all right, let's go. You want to go gamble, boy? I'm like, sure. And so he
leaves me, and then stepmom's like, they left you, huh? And no, even your brother said this.
Yeah. Like, they so left we're on the machines and. And the lady came by for a beer. She's like, are you playing? I'm like, yeah, I put $5 in. I was just going to cash out. I was going to do one spin when she came out. So I was getting bored there, so I was spinning it. I lost $5 right there, but I got a beer with it.
While you were gone, everyone kept coming up to me. So I was like, Eric, did really lose all his money?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to fucking say because he didn't really want to know to begin with. So I was he didn't lose all his money.
And then
about,
fucking...
So
my dad's gambling, and I told my dad, I was like, hey, you know, I never ask you for anything, but can you loan me like $20? he's like, you better not gamble this, boy. He's like, I better not find out you're gambling with this. I'm like, okay, you won't. And then so
you won't find out.
Okay, so
I
went back in there. I couldn't find Jason. Jason left, and my stepmom's gone. And then so I finally found him. And you were with my stepmom. And my stepmom has had a high score on the fucking thing, and she could have won $100 in credits.
Ooh.
But they wanted to leave, so they left. They left the $100 credits.
I was saying, did you take over for it?
I wish I could have.
Someone else beat you to it.
Yeah, we were kind of like, are you fucking serious? Why are you gonna leave
that's
that?
How valuable for free credit? You could probably win like $30 out of that.
So you know how many strippers we can get? Just cash out now.
So my brother and everybody they decided they have a pool on the roof of their hotel. that they're in. And then so they decided to go over there and tan and whatnot.
And we fucking just like, all right, back by ourselves with no
yeah,
money.
So barely back ourselves, no money, so we're fucking like,
back to square one.
Well, we went back to that crap table.
Okay, so I was like, all right.
Wait, which one? The $3 one or
yeah,
the one you got kicked
yeah.
off of?
No, the $3 one. So
we did pass by that one. It's like, that guy's not there.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother's friend.
You
should have
just passed by there. Shit, fuck, mother Paul.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother's friend. They're like, I think we're going to $3 crap table for Fremont. Okay, so we go over there. And then fucking the money I wasn't supposed to spend, I fucking threw it down and got some chips. And
I think I started. Was I playing you at the beginning?
No, right. You weren't there at the beginning.
I wasn't?
No.
Okay, yeah, I went to blackjack.
Yeah, he went straight to blackjack. I went to craps.
Of course.
We were in that. We were probably in that.
I noticed a predictable
pattern.
We were probably in that
casino for like the whole fucking night. Like we stepped in there the rest of the night. And then of course my brothers and everyone, they fucking took off. They went down. They went back and started walking everywhere. They wanted to go see a show, Battle of the Pianos.
Battle of Penises?
Battle of the Pianos.
Oh, pianos.
Yeah.
Pianis?
And then we're there, man. I'm like,
it's in a saloon.
We're there. No, we're there doing, you know, I was doing good.
That's when
doing,
I came back.
Yeah, I was doing good and everything. This lady.
Because I'm up 50 and, then, and I came to see him.
Yeah, he came to see me. And then my brothers came in. And there's my friend Paul that's never played.
Yeah, man, Jason. We're going to have shrimp cocktails for a week.
Well, no, there's my friend Paul that didn't.
They were in the middle of that role, though.
Yeah, they never.
That one
yeah,
the lady? That
yeah.
was, they came in the middle of that.
Yeah, there's my friend Paul that never played craps before, and then my brother, and then my sister in law, Melissa.
You don't want to break down people don't know.
Yeah, well, anyways.
They're all there.
Anyways, they're all there. So they all come to the crap tables, and their friends are sitting there waiting for them to go with them. They end up fucking staying there and ditching their friends. Their friends get all they're all pissed off. They're fucking, well, why don't you want to fucking hang out with us? She's like, I'm playing. Well, what's up? I'm playing craps. That lady, the lady that was rolling, she rolled 53 times.
Just
that's she rolled the dice 53 times. That's
without
fucking
hitting a
nuts.
Seven. And so fucking without everybody's fucking winning money off
yeah.
this lady, dude.
Dude, wow. I'm winning, dude. I'm
like
up. I'm
every
up.
Bet. Well, he's dude, winning feels. So sometimes his best don't work out.
Yeah. So I'm like, everyone's winning. I'm like up $130.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah,
I'm up $140.
And then I'm like, I had the chips in my
pocket. The thing is,
I chips in my pocket. Like, Jason, look at you. I'm up $130. He's like, oh, cool. I was like, hey, hold it. Jason's like, if I hold it, I'll spend it. So I put it back in my pocket, which was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
And then, so we're.
I was just saying that because I didn't really
want to hold it. We're at the table. We're at the table.
It's a bad idea for either of you.
I started drinking fucking Samuel Adams and tried to get a bigger buzz, and it was working. And I was playing, so I end up losing it again.
I left, and I came back again.
Yeah.
And I was on the opposite side of you guys, remember?
Yeah. And then
and a lot of good rolls too.
Oh yeah, he's making money over there, man. That table's
I got
full.
Cashed out, and I thought like I was done. It's like, oh, I'm up, right? And I dig in my pocket for some reason, and I find another stack of chips still in my pocket. It's like, oh,
and then,
fuck.
And then I'm there. And then but long story short, I ended up I think with $80 in my pocket. So and then I told
how much
Jason,
did you go there?
I
with?
Told Jason we're eating like kings. I think $50.
I had $300.
Oh, okay. So you made a $30 profit in 3 days,
and I had $300.
Yeah.
You went with how much?
Five, so down two.
Okay, so you went negative.
I went from five.
No, I went negative two. I went up there with $400.
You told me you went there with 50.
No, I went to that casino with 50.
Oh, no, I was asking how much you went on the trip with, how much you started. And so, then, okay, you ended up better than he did, but in the end, you both fucked up.
Yeah, we were pretty fucked up. And then
it's a good comeback, considering like we've had really nothing.
Oh, that's okay. So we're with my brother and everyone. All right, we
made three-fifths of
we're my brother
fucking,
and everyone. We're all fucking hungry all right, and
like
shit.
250.
Yeah, we're all fucking hungry. Like, all right, this is a good pizza place. We go to the pizza place that went the first night. We ordered this large pizza. We ordered fucking mozzarella sticks. Those wings were fucking amazing.
I was actually almost disappointed because I was disappointed with the wings is when they said the flavor.
Oh, teriyaki?
They
yeah.
Teriyaki. Like, okay,
he's like, he didn't want to order that.
I really didn't. I was like, oh, teriyaki.
And then right
I'll
when,
eat it.
Right when you bit in that but. Fucking thing, it was goddamn heaven.
Fuck yeah. That was most
and those,
delicious
and that
fucking
pizza,
hot wings.
Really?
Yeah, those pizza, that pizza was good too, man. And then so.
But you guys never got to go to Dick's like you wanted.
You never got the dick
not
you
like
wanted.
You wanted, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really want.
We didn't get to do too much, and then so
actually, I kind of did because I want to see how much they can talk shit.
Yeah,
and your brother,
you guys
didn't
talked
about
it. You guys talked about this a few weeks ago and how you were wanting to go there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we really wanted
then,
to do.
Yeah,
we
fucked it up. Yeah,
it didn't turn out very well. But anyway, so we're done eating. My brother said they're gonna go up and have sex in the fucking hotel room, and they ended up fucking partying up there and shit.
Well, they didn't tell sex us, and they got walked in on them.
Well, yeah, they said they were up to 4 o'clock in the morning fucking partying, and we're like they didn't invite us or nothing. So we went back to the tables mm-hmm. at this point
because you're smart.
Yeah, we went back to Fremont. Yeah. We went back to Fremont at the tables because we were done. We were ready to go to bed.
The only problem with that casino is like the drinks take forever.
Yeah, well, the cocktails didn't.
No, remember that one point where the
crowd table?
We were telling people how great the tables were for drinks.
Everyone was like,
that moment, the chick didn't come for like.
Yeah, everyone was like, where's the fucking drink lady at and shit? But
a creepy drink lady.
So we go back there. We 11 in the morning. We fucking end up going to the room. So it's the last morning. Oh no! Oh, actually, that morning we had the only fucking good meal we had. For our first good meal the whole weekend, we went to.
The pizza one was your good.
Well,
meal.
This was before.
Well, it was another pizza place.
I think all we had the whole weekend was hot dog and pizza. Pretty much
all week. And cold shrimp and coleslaw.
No, but so we're like,
that's why you didn't. That's why you needed the $20, remember? Because like we spent.
Oh yeah,
on that pizza.
Yeah,
because
we're like, all right, what can we get? So we go.
We're fucking starving.
So we go up there. We're looking at every fucking menu if we can afford it. So we go. We finally in our hotel. There's a brewing. They have their own little brew place.
Microbrewery.
So we're like, all right, we're gonna split a deep dish pizza and grab a beer. Their actually beer was really good and it was pretty cheap.
It was $5.
$5 for like 22 ounce like beer. That.
All right, now at what point during this?
And we shared a 9-inch deep dish pizza, so it was like this big.
Small
we got two slices each. But hey, the best part of it was the crust was so big that it filled you up. You just dip it in ranch. Actually, it's one of the best pizzas I've ever had.
Okay, now I'm just curious. At what point during this roller coaster weekend did you get filled up by the tranny?
That was the first night.
Okay,
my brother.
So when you guys were still on kind of that, Vegas.
My brother gave me $5 to take a picture with him.
He's like $5.
Wow.
But
we weren't that broke yet.
Yeah, we weren't that broke yet.
He just gave him $5 to give him $5.
But
God, you're a whore.
Oh,
the fucking things you do for money. You'll take a photo of the tranny for $5. You'll drink like Donkey Kong for $25.
But this is what happened. This is what happened. We finally woke up. We finally, that same day.
What you do for money?
That same day we finally.
What do you get a hand job from fucking? What was the episode when you first had him on there? Where you had the hand job from John Travolta?
Oh yeah.
What was your price on that?
I don't know.
Like five.
So long.
$5,000.
It was $5 in a picture.
It was a million. It was over a million.
I remember you had the lowest number for that.
No, I didn't. Roach did.
So to get a hand job from John Travolta, it'd have to be over.
Roach was like so disgusted with that conversation. You should have seen his face the whole time, man.
Is
he homophobic?
I think he's afraid that people might think he's gay. So that's why.
Wow.
I'm not gay. I have babies with women.
I have babies with women that don't want me anymore.
Now I'm confused. I am confused by something right now.
What's that?
But that's really close in her for a while. I didn't know that information.
To get a handjob from John Travolta, they'd have to offer you over $1 million. But you'll drink donkey cum that's been sitting in the sun for $25,000.
Like I said, you don't know what you're going to do until that money's in front of your face.
So these are, can give you $10,000 and make it all
okay,
ones.
Okay, these are...
Put 20s on the front.
These are estimates.
No, but again, you'll take the cum for less money than it is just to have a hand whack you off.
No,
we're in the end, the you hand blow whacking off.
Actually, no, I did, the, okay. Yeah, the conversation was a little different.
But still, you would ingest cum... For less money than it is just to have it shoot on your hand.
I guess.
What?
Actually, that seems more logical. No,
it doesn't.
Should be the other way. No,
yeah, he would take less money to swallow cum.
I think
we
were talking about sucking John Travolta's dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
It was the first episode.
And he had to take me out to us. He had to wine and dine me before the something yeah. too.
He has a seducer.
And yet for some reason sun-broiled
so
animal.
It's 900,000
so, but anyways. Anyways, we woke up the morning we were the crowd table alone in the morning, but earlier that day, we had just woke up. We woke up like at 1 in the morning. Second day. Saturday. Yeah, we woke up early, so...
No, the second day is 5 o'clock. That's
we're
third
just,
day?
Oh, because you had to go do the slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just hanging out. What was that hand gesture?
Oh, he wants a break because he has a pee.
Well, no, it's been a long time. It's been a long topic conversation.
Well, I was going to just let this conversation run out, and then at the end of this, go to break.
If you want to do that, I was just saying, let's go to break and pick it back up.
We'll edit this part out in post.
Yeah. So we
don't do that anymore.
We're not going to
do that. So we woke up, made a rum and coke. My brother calls. He's like, hey, where you at? We're going ziplining. I was like, well, can't really do that, but we'll wait for you at the end. So we fucking...
We'll watch you.
We're at the end. We're waiting for them. There's people going down. We're there for
we're being cheap now.
Yeah. we're there for like... broke.
Now you're being frugal.
No, this is the last day.
This is the second day where we're broke. Remember, we're like, well, where can we get food and a beer put together? And
I thought this would be the third day.
No.
And, it sounds like you need fear.
And then we're waiting for him. We're waiting for him. We're like that 20 minutes. We're like, fuck this. We're starving. We haven't eaten anything. So this is when we go to that pizza place. And my brother calls me. And he's like, where are you at? I'm like, we're fucking waiting for you. And you haven't won yet. They're like, oh, we barely just went right now. He's pissed off at me, yelling at me because we didn't stay there. He's like, oh,
for half an hour waiting, watching.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's your fault. And so we're just fiending for beer.
It's funny because they talk the way he talks.
He's like, you didn't see me like, glide through.
We're waiting here forever. It's like, that's your fault. Like, that's something he would say when he got told to him.
Yeah.
It was actually satisfying. That was
my oldest brother. But anyways. So.
Oh, wait. So you mean his family treats him like he treats me?
No, so, not that bad.
Oh, okay.
So now
they love him.
So now we're on the last day.
So it's kind of borderline then.
Yeah. So we're on the last day.
Well, they all talk to each other the same way.
Yeah. We're on the last day, and we're like, all right, we did pretty good. Where did we eat?
The last day.
Yeah.
Dirt.
We didn't eat anything.
We didn't.
Come back to
no,
me.
No,
you can afford it. Can you afford getting back home?
I know.
You know, it's a good thing that you did not drive, you guys.
We
Jason.
Went to the M&M's. No, I kind of wish because we had to leave early.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a. Okay.
Yeah, you had to leave early. But had you have gone, you would have had gas money to get back.
I filled a tank when I got there.
You'd have been fucked.
No, these are plans that I make since I've been in Vegas multiple times and lost money.
Yeah, so
yeah, apparently
I get there.
So you're used to this.
So it's time to leave.
I
know to fill the tank.
I've gone there so many times. I make plans for this, and that's why the first night I blew all $500.
I wasn't driving.
And a tranny.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's finally time to leave.
We ate Chinese food. That's what it is.
It's finally time to leave.
Tranny food. Chinese food.
Yeah. So we're heading down the street. And all of a sudden, my sister.
Get some thick noodles.
So you had Chinese food.
All of a sudden, my sister-in-law says, "I gotta go to the Pawn Star. We gotta go to Silver and Gold Pawn Shop."
What?
And so it's fucking like 120 degrees.
Yeah, it's fucking dying in that.
We're dying in that car. We're fucking. We go park. There's a fucking line. She wants to stand in it, and they have to go to a Dodger game at 5 o'clock.
There's no reason we're leaving
because they had to go to Dodger game. So we told her we can't do it. We can't do it. She gets out of the car. She goes in line.
She's all mad too.
She's all pissed off at this point. We're all calling her. She's like, fine. She fucking goes in the car. That's all I want to do. I fucking wanted to
sister?
Here. They said the line's going fast. This is my stepsister. Or my sister-in-law.
Yeah, it's funny. The people at the back of the line's in the stuff.
Yeah, the people. She's like, the line's going fast. And my brother's like, the fucking people at the back of the line tell you that? How long have they been sitting there? She's all pissed off. So we're going to the M&M. So we finally have to go to the M&M store.
I know what was weird. Like,
you went to the M&M store? Why?
They had to get gifts for my nieces and nephews. And me and Jason are just standing
there.
They
melt in your hand.
He's smoking a cigarette. We're staring at this Hello Kitty chick.
We think it was a chick and a Hello Kitty. I think it was still a guy.
You think it was a guy? So we're hungry at this point. So we go upstairs. And we're like, what are we going to eat? It's Panda Express. That was like the only... decent thing there.
We spent M&M store.
No, it was next door.
Oh,
we spent.
Like you said you went upstairs.
Hold on.
We went upstairs.
We spent $12 on this fucking meal.
It was eleven. Because you got the green tea.
Yeah, like, we got the meal by itself was like $9, and the green tea was like $3.
God damn,
everything's expensive.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're finally ready to go. And then we get in the car. They already got the car. We get in the car. And they're like, what do you have? Food? Why the fuck did you get us anything? Because they're not here yet. And we got to hurry up and go so we can barely stop anywhere. But then
we did mention we should have called them.
Yeah. They're like, I should have called you, maybe. Not really.
Give him the business card.
And I still got to give my brother some more gas money. Jason's like, here, you give me $3. And then I put in the rest. And then.
I would still be cheap.
Yeah, but then he did pay for the room.
paid for a lot of things. I know little things he'd ask me, like, give me a dollar, give me 25 cents.
Oh,
like,
and, it, oh, oh, and the worst part about it,
kind of like when we go to the Bell and he wants to play pool.
The worst part about it is the first time we got there, I left my fucking bag of all my shower, like all my razors and my toothbrush and shit in the fucking in the car. Oh, so and we can't get it because valet. So the whole weekend,
he even said, "Can you get it?" Like, there's no way they're gonna get it for
the whole weekend. I was using fucking Jason's spray to kind of keep me dry, and she had to go buy a toothbrush, and we had to go buy we'd have toothpaste.
we forgot toothpaste.
Yeah,
I had mouthwash though, so we're washing
it.
So you mean these rooms don't furnish the complimentary shampoo, conditioner?
Yeah, they did that. But
yeah, okay, just brush your teeth with conditioner.
Did you even use shampoo
or deodorant? Huh?
I was the only one to use that shampoo. What did you wash your hair with?
What? I washed before I got there.
Yeah. And then, my hair, like 17 days later.
Three days.
No, literally every day.
3 days you didn't wash your hair.
I do wake up like this, huh?
Yeah, he does.
I literally do wake up. No one believes me. I do wake up like
this. You wake up with hair like that.
I believe it. In fact, no. And the reason why I believe
it. My hair's not stiff. It's not a lot of shit. It just
wakes up in a pompadour and it somehow ends up that.
He's a whiny.
The reason why I
can believe it. He's a whiny bitch when he wakes up,
I sleep with a shower cap.
He is. The reason why I know this is because he has stayed the night a couple times at my house after passing out there drunk.
You're a whiny little bitch.
What do I whine about?
Actually, I was harder.
How can you say I know this and have no reference for that? All I do is pass out and I wake up, eat breakfast, and leave.
Because the one day
I don't make breakfast for him.
I'm a sleep whiner. I complain in my sleep.
You're fucking...
You do.
You're dead.
It's cold.
You're dead when you're asleep, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Dude, there's one day he's asleep by the couch.
I even farted in his fucking mouth. And then,
dude, Alistair's jumped all over him. And he's not even nudged.
So and you know what the thing is? We didn't drink water until the very last day we had to leave. That was the first drop of water we had the whole weekend.
Oh, that you had water. You had that water cup your brother stole.
I went to the hotel. I was in the hotel for you, and I called you. I was like, hey, can you give me some water? He's like, all right, so he spent.
He's like, fuck. And then I had $2 for water.
He spent $2 for water, and the thing is,
he
got up to
gas.
The room and he said, "I should have got a water too." he's all staring at it.
He took a big drink. He was like, "You could have it," and I was like, "No, it's all right." I think he felt like asleep.
Yeah, and I drank it all. we had like random.
I tried to drink it.
We always came out to the room with the beer because we had like beers stacking up on the fucking on the little.
You know what? Okay, after listening to the story. Sounds like the rest of your family had a great time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were struggling.
Even we thought that.
No, okay. There is a vacation and there's a debacle.
Yeah. As far as you two go, I don't know whether or not to call it a successful time or just,
well,
wow,
we're
going to
write a book. We're
going
to write a book, How to Survive in Vegas After You Lose Your Money.
They have a website. It's called Vegas 25 cents a day.
Yeah, that's old.
That's why I found most of the place we get.
I was kind of upset.
I think I found a $3 blackjack table.
I was kind of upset.
I'm surprised you don't have that book in your suitcase.
I was kind of upset because I didn't get to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't play. I didn't want to see that video game. Fucking
yeah,
club.
Bar. Club.
Yeah, because you were talking about wanting to do that.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of things we talked about. It's like we can't afford doing. Even we spent a little bit of luxury to do it. Because
you done fucked up the first.
It's
because night
we didn't know how to walk away.
I'll go back and try again later.
Okay,
I might go back again. It's my nephew's birthday.
For future reference, guys, you know, in all of these casinos, everywhere you look, they do have an 800 hotline number, right?
Oh yes, when you
like Gamblers Anonymous. Yeah.
It's not everywhere. It's where you cash in your chips if you happen to cash. So there's no reason to be there unless you win some
that
money.
That explains why you've never seen the number.
But anyways,
I have no reason to walk that direction now if I'm fucking broke. But I walk out the door.
So anyways,
they need it by the door.
Last day, we make it home.
Wow.
Jason looks pretty pissed at him when he walks out of the car.
What do you mean?
And then I didn't see him for the rest of the
week. I would be pissed,
as
too.
As it turns
and
out.
I didn't see him for the rest of the week.
As it turns out that Jason probably had the best couple weeks lately, right? I mean, he had a horrible time in Vegas.
I heard you got drunk. You're drunk at the bar on Tuesday.
And he
that
has
was Wednesday.
And then he enjoyed some cop time.
Oh, you don't know this, huh? Or did they tell you?
Then he got drunk as fuck last night too.
Did you?
Did you guys tell him?
What? No.
Okay.
New to him. Hand me that dude.
2 weeks ago.
You're pregnant?
Wait.
He was impregnated.
Hold on.
With
I want to keep him on pins and needles. We finished the Vegus story. Before we get to that, let's go ahead and
take a break. Yeah.
Right. And let's come back to this.
Hold on, good tease.
Yeah. Cliffhanger. All right. This has been Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. We will be right back.
Shazam.
Want to do the write-up?
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind.
It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
Oh, I have sound. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a public service announcement. It's all about hearing the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from the iPhone, the Android, the Kindle Fire. Anything you do when you're sitting down taking a shit and you've got these little smart gadgets in front of you, as my friend Jason likes to do when he's taking a shit playing Angry Birds. Instead of Angry Birds, he could be listening to the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher. It's great, man. It's on demand and on the go. If you don't have Stitcher, you can download it free at today at thestitcher.com or on the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smart way to listen to radio. And when you go to Stitcher, be sure to put the promo code Wedge Radio. It's Stitcher, man. It's great.
I have a feeling that happens when you register.
Oh, when you register.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, this
there
is ripped
go.
In half.
And that was the commercial from Stephen Walken.
That's right. And now, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Is my mic on? Oh, no, now I hear it.
Yes.
Now, when we went to break on a cliffhanger. Oh, Jason.
I like how William Shatner fucking did our commercial for us for Stitcher.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Stitcher?
Priceline negotiator.
I was Stitcher negotiator. I was kind of going for a light Shatner on that one. I think next time I'll
kind of mix a Christopher.
I like how he went for a thin William Shatner.
Yeah,
that's him.
Acting
right there.
I was
trying to be thin.
He was like the reduced fat.
Next time, Shatner.
Next time you'll hear from Sean Connery.
I can't believe it's not Shatner.
It's Stitcher.
Oh, no. So
I can't
believe
I waste my time.
Yeah, I know.
He finally
Boo
gets
this man.
He finally
You're
gets
Shatner.
It.
So, we went to break on a cliffhanger.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, what
Eric has yet to hear this news.
I did want to go back to Vegas, but I'll complete the story and go back to Vegas, because I do have some bullshit to call on that guy we met.
I don't know if I want to go back to Vegas.
I don't really. Oh, no, I do, actually.
I told Jason.
After your trip, I'm surprised you
want to go
back.
I told Jason I want to go back like the end of the year or something.
Yeah, it's going to take you that long to make back the money you lost.
I might go
right?
another month because my Beffy turns 21.
Your Beffy?
My best nephew.
I thought you were
my best nephew. That's why I say that.
But anyways, I want to hear this drunken story.
Yeah.
Oh, this drunken story? It is,
what happened?
It's a really short story.
What happened?
When this happened?
When did this happen?
Wednesday or? Yes.
This happened. Well, 4th of July is Wednesday.
Oh, 4th
yes.
of July.
So I had a shitty 4th of July.
I was drunk.
Oh.
I didn't have any fireworks. I had
a shitty one, too. I was stuck with family and kids with no alcohol.
Not me. I was at my brother's house getting fucked up.
Yeah. It wasn't until late that I actually realized it was a Twilight Zone 4th of July marathon. That really pissed me off.
I saw that post.
Oh, that's great, though. Twilight Zone is fucking awesome.
You guys, sound more and more depressing.
I was pissed because I didn't know about it.
How do you not know about it?
Because the only one I know is there's New Year's. I didn't know it was a 4th of July
yeah.
and a New Year's.
Dude, sci-fi does it every New Year's, the 4th of July.
See, yeah. I only know this. I only know the New Year's one.
Anyway, it's a story.
And I look forward to that. But it's, I saw the cool ones when I was watching it. I saw the Shatner one.
Ah.
And I saw the guy with the glasses.
There's something on the wing. Some thing.
When he didn't pull,
he didn't pull
a Star Trek from Shatner. On the wing.
Anyways.
Turned out it was just Spock.
What happened?
So I got out.
He's banging this.
Went the frog is fucking dead. That the fucking.
So it was a more depressing
day.
There's
only one car there. And Madonna pops out as soon as I walk out there. So I'm out there smoking a cigarette and just there, and like she pops her head. I was like,
so we're closed.
Like, yeah. No, it's like, are you guys closed? It's like, no, there's like 10 people in there. It's like, it doesn't look like it.
Oh, they all come in one car? One, yeah, she's piling out like clowns.
That's Madonna's car.
She brought a circus with her.
She said there was like, there's like 15 people in there when I talked to her.
She said 10 to me, so she lied to you.
Anyways.
And even then, there was still like
anyways.
Eight.
You called Madonna?
Well, I like the idea that like no, all these work. People are coming out of like a clown car.
I want to hear the funny part.
Oh, the funny part?
Yeah.
You know, Chinese fire drill.
This is fucking dumb. I think I got this music from Dumbo.
It's me, Yumbo. Spanish Dumbo.
Anyway, so what is this getting interesting?
Oh, well, you want to speed it up?
Yeah.
Well, I want to slow it down. So
slow down, make it sexy.
I walked in, made my entrance and pose.
You feel how fucking kicks the door open?
You walk in, you make that pose, you grab your chin, you're like, hey, what's up, people?
He does the elbow on the arm on the bar.
Said, what are you doing? Shit be going down.
He does the arm on the bar like this.
He decided to pull a Kill Bill. He kicked the door open, come walking in, and a yellow jumpsuit samurai sword.
Pose. Madonna. No.
And then slashes of eyes across the street.
Madonna.
And then he kills Michael Madsen.
Hey, no, Madonna.
The greatest actor of all time.
Madonna really, says something to him, and he slaps her and says, he slashes, I'll take the lips of bartender.
And then he looked down and said, wiggle your
beak. I set my sword down next to my chair and say, cranberry juice.
He attacks Madonna and calls him Vivica A. Fox.
Anyway, so what happens?
A Toy Hanzo sword.
I'm bringing this up to speed, or am I slowing it down still?
I don't know.
So I ordered my first beer.
Okay.
It was a Bud Light.
He looked at it and said,
I gave her, I paid her with a dollar coffee? And 3 50-cent pieces I had left over from Vegas.
That's called shame.
I didn't keep mine, which I was going to.
That's what I love about there. I get 50-cent pieces when you play blackjack, and I just take up a lot of them home to pay with those. Because no one sees them that often. That and 50s.
Dollar bills?
That's $50 bills, yeah. No. The guy who had all, that old man that was next to me had all kinds of money. He was losing a lot of money. But he was paying, every time he's buying chips, he's only using $50 bills. Only $50 bills.
Anyways, so
50s and 50s.
Right. What happened? You paid Madonna. Then what happened?
Told her to wiggle her big toe.
I went outside and smoked a cigarette.
Okay.
Came back in, ordered another beer.
All right.
Sounds like a fruitful night so far.
Chit-chat with some guy who was saying he was going to Vegas. So I had a little bit of rapport with him saying, I was just from Vegas from a minute ago.
Did you tell him not to blow all his money the first night, no matter how much he's tempted?
He's a big person. I think he can do what he wants.
He's a big boy.
He could lose all his money. And he said he was telling, he hasn't been there since he was a child.
Oh, so this is like first time gambling.
40 or some shit.
That's when kids can gamble in Vegas.
Well, I used to go as a kid with his dad. It's like, well, a lot has changed, my friend. Some of the machines really suck. On those games, you will lose a head.
So you had a little chit-chat.
Circus is no longer as cool as it once used to be.
You had a little chit-chat with that guy.
We talked about the bell. It's kind of scary for him.
Right.
Plans to put money into the bell, thinking it'd be cool. Like everyone else who puts money into the bell.
Okay.
Who thinks, like, I could turn this bar around. Yeah, where are they now?
All right.
Anyways, I'll bring you back to speed. Okay, went there. Had a couple of Jägerbombs. It was Wednesday, so it's
like $3.
Had two of those. Total 4 beers. Came around 1 o'clock. I got there at 10. 1 o'clock. Left. Saved the bell.
Okay.
Saw that guy who said he was scared of the bell.
At the bell?
Yeah, at the bell.
Okay.
Saw Carlos there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is this where the story gets depressing?
I also saw Mr.
This
Winter.
Is a turning point.
Is this where the story gets depressing when you look at like, seeing Carlos?
Oh, man.
The turning point.
Oh, shit. Wedge was there.
Yeah, shut your mouth. It's Wedge. Not
that guy got annoying, so he left.
No, seriously, there was one dude who was like hounding on top of Jason, trying to talk to him about the like his show and everything. What? And do you remember that guy?
No.
Like he was
of
talking.
Of course I do.
The guy trying to jump on your nuts?
No.
No, like some dude was like talking to you and me about like the show and like Roach. About all the shows that we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this guy is fucking annoying. So I just walked away and just left him with you guys.
I think that was the same guy.
So you're chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Again.
Wait, so you left Jason with Roach.
So what?
No, I left him with some, you left some random two annoying stranger. People.
So what happened?
Thanks, dick. He just giggling all the way home. I gave Roach a ride too.
Revenge
I
of him. The West.
So what happened?
Okay, talked to him. Had two beers on there. Passed through time. Fucking left. driving home, turn onto my street. As I'm turning into my driveway, mm-hmm. you know that
yeah,
loop
the
I
big circle
do?
He does.
Yeah.
He hit the bushes. Cops?
No, turns out he only hits bushes on the way out,
did you,
remember?
Did you like hit it? Did you like go fast on it or something?
I really don't understand what I did. Probably I just drive the way I normally do, sober or drunk. And just did the turn all weird, I guess. And fuck, as I'm doing that whole motion,
yeah,
that
mid turn,
that's when I noticed. I maybe I'd have been fucking been following all the whole time, not even notice. That's a possibility. Yeah. You're listening to this? No, I noticed right away as that happened. But yeah, fucking, I'm already in my driveway, and fucking get pulled over by the cop. We talked about this last week, though.
You're in your driveway. He's like, pull over. Yeah, I can't go anymore. Pull over. He's like back in your driveway and pull over on the side of the street.
Littering Ann.
I know, it's still what happens.
You know, see your license. It's like, you been drinking?
Yeah. He's like, can you get off my property, please?
Yeah, stand over there, and I'll meet you in a minute.
Oh, no, this gets even more fucked up. This does get more fucked
up. Okay,
license, and then it's like, you been drinking? Yeah, because mostly I thought it'd be cool, because like, yeah. I am home.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a danger to myself or anybody else on the road anymore. So I was being honest. I was like, yeah. It's like, no wonder you're driving like an idiot.
Which said that to you?
It didn't make any sense to me. Because to me, like, well, you turn and I don't... You know, the worst I can think is that I'm not in the middle... Not in the center of the fucking lane. Not center, but like, you know, next to the line. Because I have to turn
You're
right
not
away.
In your actual designated lane.
Okay.
It's only two. I was like, you know, I'm a little too far
You're off. Losing my interest somewhere. You don't shut the fuck up.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so... Pull over and take it out of the lane, give him back.
He yells Attica.
After he gets my license back, you know, he mentions the light, the marker.
Oh, the one that I'm fucking telling you to fix.
But he doesn't say that's why he pulled over. I'm never told why I'm really pulled over.
Right.
Other than him saying I drive like an idiot.
Okay.
That could be anybody. That could be a general term. But, you know, get out of there, fill sobriety test. If he's a couple, did a couple, like an idiot.
Wait, what did you say? He made you do a sobriety test?
A field sobriety test.
Oh, which one did you do?
The one I distinctly remember is when I had to fucking walk forward with my head back and then turn around and come back.
Uh-huh. Did you do it?
I made it all the way. I made it halfway back till I fucking lost balance.
I will say this.
Arms out.
The shitty thing about these field sobriety tests is...
They're meant to fail. And they're all subjective.
Well, not only that, they're meant to fail because a lot of these tests, people have a struggle on sober.
Mm-hmm. I have a balance issue, too.
But anyways.
I would have dared the cop to have done these.
What happened?
Got arrested. Put back to see the car. Taking the San Bernardino.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He got a DUI in his driveway.
You got a DUI, dude?
Yeah.
In his driveway.
That fucking sucks, dude.
I know.
No, the fucking thing
that's
is.
That's queer.
He got a DUI in his own driveway.
I'm 5 feet my door. I should have just ran for it, right?
That's what I told him.
Sit my dogs out.
That's how badass he is.
No, I told him. He should have just walked right into his house.
Walk in the house, go out the back door, hop the fence.
Cop would have knocked on the door. All he had to do is open the front door, leave the screen door closed. He does not have to let the cop come in. He's not required by law to step out.
So
I didn't see that.
They didn't take your license, though?
They have my license, too.
He has a 30-day driving
I have this little stupid permit that says, like, I'm driving.
A piece of paper.
But I have no ID, which really sucks. And the only place I had to get liquor now is from fucking the liquor store because they know what I look like and don't care.
You have an ID. You have that college one.
So you're gonna take.
It's not quite the same thing.
It doesn't
though.
Take my age.
So you have to have something that says.
So
date
now
of birth.
You're gonna take classes of now.
I don't.
Most likely.
I first have to hear him with a DMV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably gonna find out what my alcohol level was because I got a blood test when I was there in jail. Right.
Either way, it's his first DUI, so yeah, he'll get a slap on the wrist, take a...
No, I had a DUI. They don't slap
you on
the wrist.
What was your fine
total? That's like $3,000 out of your pocket there,
Jason. My fine total was like... Probably like... It was in the $3,000 range.
Yeah,
say, and at the same time...
payments?
It's... I did payments, yeah.
Yeah, you can do payments.
$100 a month. It took me like about 2 years to pay it off. But the idea was like, okay, there's more now. Like, you're probably going to have like one of those like breathalyzers put in your car so you can't even like drive.
No, it's not even that bad.
They said that they did that.
That's like
for
the third DUI.
That was 2010. 2010, January 2010, if you have a DUI after that, you're supposed to have that in your car.
They're not.
And you have to pay for that?
They don't.
Yeah, it's $300 to get installed.
They don't mandate. Because
my sister, my Joel had to get it installed in her car because her brother.
Is that first offense?
No, this is his third offense.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand if it's her second or third offense.
No, because Marianne's daughter got a fucking DUI driving drunk and, and Big Bear rolled her fucking vehicle.
Rolled it. The badass Bronco,
she's had
too.
To do is come down, do paperwork, do the fucking classes, and okay.
That was a badass Bronco.
I don't think this is like, oh,
no, not the Bronco.
What was it?
It was that stupid fucking little SUV.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Thing I think what I have to do is going to be quite, like be okay, but well, fine.
The good thing is the classes are
not as much. The payments are.
You can do payments for the classes as well. Like you do like $100 like a month.
It's gonna suck.
And then you also have the DMV ones because those are separate classes, aren't they? Do I have a DMV one and a court one?
Well, you have the court mandated ones, and I never really had a DMV one.
See, I have to do two things. One with the DMV.
I would say start taking your classes now. Like the fucking DUI classes.
So
start taking them now so you can get out of the way. Because you're going to have to wait until you get arraigned. And then you have to take them like after that. You just do it from the beginning.
What are you going to do if they take your license?
See, if that, will they count that as time service?
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to dump it. I got to do that then.
What are you going to do if they take your license?
Start now.
I'll go to the church by the bell.
Hey, be glad. No, be glad it's not Florida.
Huh?
Be glad this isn't Florida.
I wake up every day saying that.
Yeah, no.
Thank God it's not Florida.
Thank God it's not human. No, the fucking thing is, in Florida, they are
Thank God I'm not in Harry Potter world.
Yeah. No, which is coming to San Diego.
Well, next to Legoland?
Yeah. Florida is the hardest on DUIs.
You don't say Universal Studios. How can I go to San Diego?
You know, I thought Universal's is in San Diego, too.
You say San Diego Studios?
Universal Studios is
He's
in
saying
LA.
He's coming to San Diego.
So I thought Universal
Harry Potter
was
Universal Studios.
He thought Universal was in San Diego. Universal Hollywood.
It's subjective.
How is that subjective? Is it just like time?
You choose whatever you want. After a field sobriety test, you assume Universal Studios in San Diego. Go over there, Shamu.
That's right. They no longer ride on broomsticks. They ride on killer
Potter
whales.
Comic Con one day.
But no, like I said, in Florida, it's fucked up because like your first offense, they fucking ream you up the ass with fines and they take away your license for like 2 years.
You know, for a hillbilly state, I actually would be surprised about that.
Yeah, no, they'll take it for like 2 years. Your second offense, they triple the fine.
There must be a lot.
And take it for take it for a couple more years. Your third offense, if you get a third DUI, they take your license for the rest of your life.
Damn.
And the fucking thing.
You have to move to another state.
You can't move to another state.
By the second
that
one,
that doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter if you move to another state.
But how is that possible? Like, how does like one state dictate what the other state does?
That's what I thought. When I was 15, I got in trouble for weed possession, and in Utah, they will take your license for that. I moved to Arizona when I was 19 years old. Go to get my license.
Mm-hmm.
They would not let me get it until I paid off the fucking reinstatement fee in Utah. So I had to call on the phone with a card and pay the reinstatement fee.
I understand that.
Be able to get my license.
That happened to Tim, too, when he went to Texas, because he did owe fines.
Yeah.
But you could also get pulled over and get in trouble, and if you're in a different county, sometimes you won't get in trouble because they don't even know.
They can't. No, but they can't look up. The point is, if your shit is suspended, doesn't matter what state, it becomes a cross-the-board thing. And that's the fucked up thing. So, yeah, you live in Florida, and you lose your DMV, your license for life, you're fucked.
That's why the internet sucks.
Yes, it does. I blame the internet for that. That's why Florida is a shithole town.
The connectivity.
Stupid internet.
The connectivity.
We're having a Pony Express.
My dad by Telegraph.
I know.
Telegraph, the first internet. I was like, hell, you hear what she said? She's talking dirty.
No, the carrier pigeons.
Yeah, those always go to the wrong house.
Well, I always hated getting a carrier pigeon and it says ASL.
By the time you get this,
no, you know what I hate is the fucking. I sent a carrier.
By the time you get this, I'm 14 years later.
No, I sent a carrier pigeon to a friend's house. Fucking 2 months later, I get one. All it says is LOL. What the fuck?
You can only fit so much in that little tiny like, Chinese fortune cookie sized piece of paper.
That little scroll.
He's dead before you get it. Like, he would have loved this.
He'd die like landing on your porch. Like, wow, he went through a lot. It's only next door. Got hit by an airsoft. They're in a zombie attack.
Well, it's either use carrier pigeons, or you have to have
the, like, little
or you have to save up the toucans and like 300 feet of fucking string. You know,
toucans are expensive though.
They are. Then 300 feet. I have to work straight on that,
but you missed it. Mr. Wedge, what do you do with your arraignment when you get there?
Well, they pretty much this tell you what you have to do. Talk.
Cavity search,
for the most part.
Well, I plead guilty and not guilty. Or is I just,
well, yeah.
What do I say?
Never plead guilty.
I would say don't plead guilty.
Always non-guilty.
Yeah. All right. Because, well,
okay, did I ask for a public offender?
Here's the thing.
Don't ask for a public offender. Like, nope. get a lawyer yourself, because I think, like, because if you were in your house, you didn't do, like, the breathalyzer, you might be able to get off. Like, talk to lawyers and tell them what you went through.
Well, I don't know what my blood alcohol content is.
Yeah, but try to see.
But the catch is, you were in your own driveway. Seems.
Okay, the thing
try to see what it seems and if they can get you off. Like, if they're going to bullshit you. Then, you know, just talk to them and find out what you can, like, what information that you should need from a bunch of different lawyers.
So, use just several 30-minute consults and just,
consultations,
like,
yes.
Consultations. And just use it for, like, every lawyer in town.
Yeah.
No, good. So
just record it.
$1,000 in defense.
Hey.
I have a audio recording I would like to play.
Uh-oh.
And it's just some guy.
I thought it was Miles Albert.
Well, I think you should do this. Thanks, Miles.
That's all you find. It's fucking SEOs, and you type in DUI.
Plead the fifth, Jason. Plead the fifth.
Did you get all of fucking, like, junk mail in your mailbox yet?
That just came today.
Yeah.
Not today. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
I'm trying to keep this a download for everybody, and, like, my mail is just coming.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious.
How long does that last?
Your mailman, like, it's like less than a week.
Yeah.
No, I'm curious how soon they get this information off of what happened.
Probably the next day and get mailed to my house.
Yeah. And they mail it the exact next.
They're like, are they like on a fucking mailer list?
The junk mail equivalent to fucking ambulance chasers.
I know, yeah.
Which is illegal.
But and I like though you get a stack of like 50 fucking like like postcards saying, hey, I can be your lawyer.
No, but again, how do they find out about it?
There's a list every day.
Oh no,
arrest warrant.
No, but that means there's somebody who has to sit there and be watching. That means there's somebody who has to sit there every day and watch who. Oh, he's got arrested. Mail.
That's their mail. That's their job.
But Jason,
type in your last name. That's their job. They look up who had DUIs in the recent areas and shit like that.
Hey, have you guys? It's a local thing. Have you guys seen that paper that some gas stations have for like a buck? And they have pictures of all these people who've been arrested.
I sent that to Texas. Yeah. I want to take it home, but I forgot it.
Yeah, people who've been arrested and for what for?
Yeah, I see ones like fucking
they have
guys.
Yeah, I know. You can pick one up at the Circle K over here.
Yeah,
oh, they have it. I found one in 7-Eleven.
The Chevron by Walmart has it.
Oh, really?
They all have it. It's like a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. I
like
out,
the top one.
They come out with it weekly.
I like the sponsor that comes up DUI.
Well,
mugshots, what the fuck? I want to see it. Because I hated my mugshot. I even asked him multiple times, can I get a new one? Said, oh, that's terrible.
Can I redo that?
Can I pose for it? This is a Florida, though.
Oh.
So who picked you up?
What the fuck's with the bandage?
You up from the
Adventure Time jail. Guy?
Huh?
Who picked
who picked me up from jail? Nobody. I had to I thought I was on 3rd Street. I was actually on Rialto Street.
Where were you at?
Huh? I was in San Bernardino.
Oh, why didn't you call me?
I didn't even know you were back yet because I thought you had your fucking shit.
Why didn't you call me?
No.
You don't have a car.
Yeah, I do. I drive Marianne's all the time.
Plus, I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I had a shitty fucking day.
He's walking crooked and...
See, I'm not having any picture.
I know.
I don't
know. Okay, this is how embarrassed and ashamed he is. He shows up...
I walk for 2.5 hours.
No, he shows up Saturday night ready for the show... Acting all angry, this and that. Well, tell
and
me why.
Acting like, he's acting
I'll
like
save it for the
a
show.
Band.
I'll
acting.
Save it for the show. I'll save it for the show.
I know
show.
It'd be show worthy, but I wasn't acting. Like, every time I feel good for a minute, I'll get some kind of weird reminder of what happened, and then I kind of bum myself, and I'm on the internet searching DUI shit again.
What weird reminder did you have coming
You know how long
it
took
to
do show prep yesterday, even though we haven't gotten to any of it?
That was on Wednesday. That was 4 days ago.
Hey, but
it
well,
sucks.
Three
everyone,
after
it
your
sucks
walk.
Sucks to think. No. Well, I got out on the 5th.
Jason.
At like 11.
But no, when you go, the reason you plead not guilty is because right when you say guilty, you can't say anything else. They'll fucking, you're right, you're guilty, you're out of here.
Yeah.
You have to say not guilty because if not, then you can't explain yourself nothing. If you say guilty.
That's what I've read.
If you say guilty and you try to say something, he'll say, shut up, you're guilty.
Yeah.
You can't explain yourself.
No, if you say guilty, you have no retaliation.
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
It's not that they throw the book at you, but they give you basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You had this, it looks like this is what you're going to get. There's no wavering because they might like you. They're not going
to
like
you. Should have told him to cop fond of you.
I should get drunk so I get a rapport. And so. You know what? That guy was not chit-chatting at all. That was the most bullshit about it. I've already washed up. No. I know this is done. Like, I was like, so, how was your night?
No,
like, how are you doing?
The first,
no,
the first thing you should have done.
Yeah, he didn't say shit to me.
No, the first thing
he
you
didn't
should have done.
Anything from me.
No, the first thing you should have done
was
is
not talk and not take the sobriety test.
Well, not just that. The moment he shows up and asks for all your info, the first thing you should have said is, is there a problem?
It's
officer?
In my other car.
No, yes, is there a problem, officer? He has to tell you why he pulled you over. If he doesn't, then you straight out say, why am I pulled over? You don't have to do a goddamn thing until he tells you why he pulled you over. And if he did not pull you over for a legitimate reason, you do not have to give him paperwork. Don't have to get out of the car. And you can request his superior, and he has required to contact his superior and wait for his superior to show up.
You know, it's probably mad.
Does
not matter.
Well, that story is kind of weird to me. He asked you, you know why I pulled you over.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's the thing. You shouldn't have even fucking got
they
out of the car.
They have to tell you why they pulled you over before anything.
I'm going
to
go down and find out what he wrote. Because you can do that, right? You can find like his fucking arrest write-up or what he explains what happened.
Nah, I believe so. It's all part of all public record.
I tried to look for it free. I couldn't find it.
It's all that's the thing that pisses me off about the internet is everything's public. You know, it's public record.
When you look online, fuck it up.
Yeah, when you look online, the only people that provide the information
are
companies. The things where like people search, people find this and that, where you have to pay the money to do it.
I went to the Access San Bernardino site, and it just took me like kind of roundabout way. I just kept going in circles with it. So like, I'm gonna go down there and ask him, can I get it?
How much it costs to get your car out?
No, surprisingly, my car was there.
Yeah.
Really?
They left his car back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was home.
That was sweet of them, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you're lucky actually like an asshole. Yeah. It would have been like probably $300 to get it out.
Oh, it's terrible getting your car out of fucking
I know. It cost me like almost $300 just to get my car out, and I got
they won't do it without a fucking
I got my DUI. Well, I had to have proof that was my car. But I had like my DUI. It was on a Saturday. Sunday I can't get it.
It was a night just like
that. And then so I had to go on Monday. And so that's pretty much 3 days it counted.
Yeah, they count every day.
Yeah,
plus a tow.
And anything that happens to the vehicle, they're not responsible for. Cops could they could have people literally sit there with sledgehammers, beat the fuck out of your car, and then drive it up to you, and they're not responsible for it.
Yeah, no.
I
probably
had
sex in your car.
No, but the point is that. That's how it is.
But yeah, I would have had sex.
What happened?
Dirty cop sex.
No, just like I heard that.
Nasty sex.
No, it's like I heard that one of the ways the law is written in California.
That's why I have a webcam in my car.
No, like one of the ways. One of the ways the law is written in California is you can be driving normal and there can be a cop, you know, lights on in a high speed chase. The cop can collide into you. You're responsible.
No. I think that's happened before when people got hit during high speed chase and they sued and won and got money.
The way the law is written in California, you're responsible. It's never the officer's fault, no matter what.
That's
bullshit.
Although, the funny thing is,
I think you're thinking about a case actually that happened, but I think they might change it.
Excuse me, the officer raped me.
It's America.
It's your fault.
I could sue.
Your fault. You shouldn't be dressing that
way. He's a hero. You're a whore.
And the funny thing,
I am a hero. You know,
there's
that?
One thing
I did make it home.
There's one thing
I am a hero. I saved a lot of lives by making it home.
You look good.
I'll say there's one thing I've been meaning to look up. Maybe you guys, a little homework, you can check it out. I doubt you will. You might. Wedge most likely will.
I always check up on your bullshit. Don't worry about it.
No. This is one thing I've heard from a couple of sources. I've never looked it up.
I like
I'm
your hearsay
in
information.
I'll spit on it.
No, that's what I said. I've never looked
this
it up.
This is all hearsay information. You know this, right?
No, I've never looked it up. I want to check it out.
But you believe it, though?
No, I don't believe it. But I want to. That's why I want to check it out. I've just
haven't
done it yet.
Can you just fucking tell us what it is?
I've heard that.
Interrupt them again. Just keep blocking.
I say,
get to the point!
I'm trying. I've heard that.
Why don't you say it already?
I think I can.
I've heard that legally the only people technically allowed to run a red light are the Postal Service. No. Because
they're weekend warriors.
No, because the mail is a part of a federal
rain, sleet, or snow, or stoplights.
No, because it's an actual it's a federal thing. That's why. However, in no federal law and in no state is it ever written in any law book that anybody else, whether it's police, fire, ambulance, any of them, no matter the situation, lights on or not, they are allowed to run a red light. It's not actually written anywhere. And therefore, it's technically not legal for them to do it.
Oh, because it's not written.
Because it's not written in the law stating they can't. All law states, if it is a red light, you have to stop.
Because they wrote that law before.
You ran the red light to pull me over, asshole.
Well, that's the thing. So technically, it's not legal for any of them to run a red light.
Unless you're a postman.
Yeah.
If the light's on, you're supposed to stop and let a cop
And the only time, as a postman, you're allowed to do it is if there are people chasing you to rob the mail.
He's been chased by dogs.
Yeah. Which is a weird thing, but it makes sense because the government is really anal about mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very anal about it.
A lot of private information that goes to the mail.
Well, it's not just that. I could take a baseball bat to my own personal mailbox that I installed, that I own. I own it. It is mine, and yeah, I can go to federal prison for it.
Well, it's a law that you have to have a mailbox or mail slot.
Yeah. What?
I should make my mailbox like tiny as possible. Yeah. You can't have fit mail in it. You can only fit postcards only. It'd just be a tiny square box.
That's not even a box, it's a cup.
Okay. It says tips on it.
At any point, have you guys ever taken like a baseball bat and hit a metal pole with the bat?
Metal pole?
Yes.
It just hurts my hand.
And it hurts fuck, huh?
It hurts my hand.
Okay. I was watching this video. This guy started recording shit because numerous times...
Anything about the Scrubs episode where he hit a fucking baseball bat? Titanium fucking mailbox?
It was actually based off a real thing. I saw the report on it.
I just looked up right now. That's pretty much true. Actually, emergency vehicles still have to adhere. Like, they still have to yield to a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see them, it's dangerous if they just run it. So they yield. Obviously makes sense.
Okay.
But apparently the mail, like, there's no law that says, or, like, basically nothing really says, like, as long as they get there, I get point A and point B, I don't fucking know.
Are you on Snopes for that?
Well, they're on a time limit. They gotta make good time.
I know, it's gotta be
there. There was a real thing where these kids kept fucking breaking his mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't make a titanium mailbox. Well, he is, when he finally got fed up with it. And he used to be a metal worker, welder, all that. He set up a new mailbox, and inside, against the sides, he set up all these fucking rebar poles. And hit them behind fucking brick going all the way up to where the kids had no clue that it was there. And sure as shit, they're driving by in a fucking vehicle. And there was footage of a kid with the fucking ball bat. Fucking hit it. It fucked itself up.
Oh, shit. Oh, about to hit fuck. They're in the car, right? Driving by?
Yes.
So that adds to the momentum. You have this velocity that you're swinging at and the momentum that you're going at. And that adds, like, what? Like, that's, like, what, 40 pounds of pressure back into your hand.
I think it would swing back and hit yourself in the own back.
Yeah, in the head.
It doesn't fly out of your hands. And just hit you, and it would hit the center of your fucking back.
Hey, you know what my response was when I saw that?
Good.
Sucks me, you son of a bitch.
Actually, it probably hit the car before it hit you back.
That's a great YouTube comment for that.
I know. No.
It's original.
I actually felt good about that. I was like, no, okay. I didn't like type it. I was watching it. That was my response.
Good, because people just rip on you for that.
I don't care. I was actually happy that happened to the fucking bastard.
Well, you relate to that? You had a lot of mailbox problems.
Sucks me, man.
I have had
somebody
rob my mail.
Who hasn't?
No. You know what pissed me off about it?
You what? Your mail?
I had mail. I had outgoing mail that got stolen.
Your Playgirl mail?
No, it was outgoing mail.
Oh, Netflix. Okay.
It was the...
Yeah. No.
Someone stole his email mail.
I only have streaming for Netflix. No, but the problem is I have...
I wanted to specify that.
I had my...
Netflix account?
Yeah. No, because he said Netflix.
Oh! No, Mr. Wedge. I only have streaming.
I can't afford another $7.99 a month.
You know what's worse than that? I had Gamefly in it.
Oh. I like how lazy you were about Gamefly.
I remember you telling me about this.
I was mailing back a Gamefly game.
This.
Yeah, mailing back
told me about,
a Gamefly game, and I had my state income taxes that I was sending to the state.
Oh, that's terrible.
In that box. And it fucking got robbed.
That's why you never...
How do you know it got robbed?
Take it to the actual...
I think it got delivered.
You're sending them
I think it got delivered.
He stole
it's robbed.
He stole himself.
Because we put it in, like, late at night, like, fuck, 2, 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that way, when I woke up the next day and took Alistair out to my grandma's, my mom's car, his grandma's, to go to preschool, I didn't forget it. That way, it's in the box. Don't have to worry about it.
What's in the box?
Well, as I took him out that morning, I happened to notice the flag is down. And I know for a fact the mail does not come at 7:50 in the morning.
Some people.
Not in our park. It doesn't.
Some people. It doesn't come until like 11, 12.
Yeah.
Mine is like 4.
Really?
You know,
UPS people come
actually,
at 6.
Dude, it used to be in the park. It wouldn't show up until like 5 or 6 in the in the afternoon or in the evening.
See, I used to get
mail. But then like they changed mailman. No, they changed mailman and routes. So now it comes between 10:30 and 12.
Damn.
So I know that, okay, what the fuck happened to this shit? The flag's still, but I, you know, just double checked.
Why would they just steal your mail, though?
I don't know. But
you suck.
No, so I went into the office, let them know what happened, you know, if you guys can go back through the tapes and look at it. Because
they have tapes in your
place. Yeah, they have cameras on the clubhouse. One of the cameras points at my house.
Cool.
So they did find something. It turns out 40 minutes after I put it in the mailbox, sure enough, a car pulls right up. Fuck, someone hops out, grabs it, jumps in the car, and they take off.
That's weird.
They're watching him.
Yeah. 40 minutes after I put it in there, gone.
That's fucked up.
Well, they probably just seen you. I would have done it, too.
Here's a game plan there.
Yeah, huh?
Like, how do they know that? We do you bragging at
game
people.
Fly and shit.
He's in front of he's in front of his house saying, "I have game fly."
Game fly for sale.
Game fly.
Game fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have game fly.
Oh, they're taking a game fly. We got
I have a big neon sign with an arrow pointing right at my house. You flash it. Game fly here.
And the bottom says, "And you don't."
I try it before I buy it, all right?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you try it before you buy. It gets stolen. And guess what? Your shit will get canceled, and you cannot rent another game until you pay the whole game back.
They still owe them money?
Technically, yes.
Really?
Now,
technically, yes. Here goes technically.
Yeah, even though it's stolen out of my mailbox.
Yes.
And I have a police report for it. We even called the cops and made a report for it. And I went there and emailed
you. Game
didn't
the car?
This is what happened.
I see. Uh-huh.
Let me know if you want the police report. I can send it to you.
And that's how he talks many times.
Yeah, I get it. I get an email back from them.
Well,
unfortunately, it is your responsibility. Blah blah blah. Whoop de woo. Whatnot. So
I like how they wrote it that way.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick.
Sucks to be you.
They called him a shithead.
I canceled my Gamefly, and the way
that's their protest.
No.
I'm not paying $40
a month. No, I couldn't.
They called bill collectors.
No, I did that because $15.99 a month. I couldn't really do anymore because all the other circumstances. But the point is.
Because you didn't get that state income.
At any point, I can
just cancel my credit card and
no,
just opt out.
No, they won't take it. They won't automatically take it, and it doesn't even go to collections. That's actually one of the cool things about it. They will not even send it to collections.
They must have been burned a lot of times.
Yeah, the way
that. I would imagine that.
No, the way that. Yeah, the way their thing is set up is at any point, because I have a free $5 Gamefly thing.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, for like every 3 months that you're with them, they give you bonuses. And the longer you're there, the bigger the bonuses and whatnot.
I'm trying to blow you off.
Yeah. So if I wanted to go back to Gamefly.
The 99% protest.
I can go
your bonuses.
No. I can go and reestablish with them. And my $5 free giving there to spend or whatever still there. However, I will not be allowed to rent any games from them until I have paid for the missing game.
That's bullshit.
You get the online games, though?
That's why you register with a new fucking...
You deserve it.
That's why I just use a new email.
You probably deserve it, Steve.
I think you did. I hate you. That's probably... You probably stole it.
That's karma right there.
Did your car look like his? His car look like his?
Yeah.
What? Three o'clock in the morning. I'd be barely leaving the bar.
Anyway, so that's the
that's
bullshit
his story. And we'll come back in what 2 weeks.
Well, no. We'll be, okay, for those
next
watching
week.
Live,
it'd be no. seamless, right?
If you're
it's
watching
seamless.
Us,
are we ending
well.
It right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be back.
Hey, this funny thing. We're in Vegas. We're in Vegas. We're talking about you, you and your grandkids. I'm like, you know,
my grandkids.
Your future grandkids. And I picture you sitting in the rocking chairs, telling your grandkids, "All right, gather around. This is a story." You're talking like, and all of a sudden you're like, and you get to a point where you can't think. You're like,
You fall asleep.
fall asleep.
You know what? That's actually funny. Wedge, can you ring a bell on that, please? Thank you. With personal that bell ring, that actually,
personal foul.
That's going to end this
that's
show.
A technical foul.
As always, follow us on Facebook, Ripped in Half. Follow us on Twitter, at Ripped in Half. Listen to us, Ripped in Half, RippedInHalf.com, or on the WedgeRadioNetwork.com. Get a hold of us at RippedInHalf.com, at gmail.com,
yeah,
and all that.
One.
We will see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. This has been Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Shazam!